News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. The man who has spearheaded President Trump's war on government waste, fraud, and abuse is moving on. Elon Musk headed the Trump Department of Government Efficiency, and now he's going back to overseeing his vast business empire. Posting on X, Musk writes, "The Doge mission will only strengthen over time." President Trump's attempt to level the playing field with America's trading partners has been dealt a legal setback.
A federal trade court has blocked the president from imposing sweeping tariffs on imports under an emergency powers law. The White House has argued that trade deficits amount to a national emergency. The ruling from a three-judge panel at the New York-based Court of International Trade came after several lawsuits argued Donald Trump has exceeded his authority. The Trump administration has filed an appeal. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Some Chinese nationals, students studying in the U.S., may want to start packing their bags. Secretary of State Rubio says their backgrounds will be closely scrutinized in a bid to get rid of Chinese spies. COVID-19, the gift that just keeps giving. A new variant has surfaced.
Officials say it's circulating in various parts of the world and may be driving an increase in cases in the Eastern Mediterranean, Southeast Asia, and Western Pacific regions. World Health Organization says the new variant, called NB181, is increasing globally. But the good news, current vaccines are expected to remain effective, and there's nothing to suggest the disease associated with the variant is any more severe. Jason Walker reporting.
Israel says it plans to authorize 22 Jewish settlements in the West Bank. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures are up 405 points. NASDAQ futures ahead 428. More on these stories at townhall.com.
You heard the news. Newsmax just went public on the New York Stock Exchange and listed on the big board. Millions of Americans like you are joining our news revolution. Reuters Institute says Newsmax is one of the top 12 news brands in America. Even President Trump says it's terrific. 40 million Americans go to Newsmax, and its audience grew 50% since the same time last year. Millions really are making the switch to Newsmax. If you want to be a Newsmax share owner, call your advisor or get more info at NewsmaxInvest.com. Stand with Newsmax today for a strong America. This communication is for informational purposes only and shall not be intended to or shall not constitute any offer to buy or sell securities, nor shall there be any sale of securities in any jurisdiction in which such offer, solicitation, or sale would be unlawful.
Good morning. It's 6:03 with traffic and weather on the threes. Here's Chuck Whitaker.
We had overnight construction, and we're looking at it now. Northbound 95 in Harford County. It's at Route 24. Since it's a 76-mile mark, was blocking the right lane. I'm not sure yet if they've reopened opened that lane, but in the meantime, there is a delay as you're traveling north. And again, coming up to the 76-mile marker, stay to the center and the left. We'll keep an eye on it. There's a little bit of fog in that area as well. We had delays early from Frederick County. A tree fell down overnight on I-270 southbound, just south of Route 80. It's now been cleared to the shoulder. Some leftover heavy traffic still through there. Right now, a good start with the lanes open at both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WC.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. We're tracking drier conditions for your Thursday, starting off with temperatures in the 50s. We'll definitely be warmer for the afternoon, possibly some pockets of sunshine, highs in the mid to upper 70s. Isolated thunderstorm possibility as we get into Thursday night with more rain on the way Friday. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
I'm Julie Ryder with the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. The prosecution and defense have rested their cases in the trial of a teenager charged with killing a classmate inside of Joppatown High School last year. Closing arguments are set for today in the trial of 16-year-old Jalen Prince, who's being tried as an adult for the September 2024 murder of 15-year-old Warren Grant. On Wednesday, Prince took the stand in his own defense, saying the gun went off accidentally and he did not mean to kill Grant. Prince testified that Grant was the aggressor in a fight over a girl. U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement has posted a social media video showing agents arresting five people outside of a Home Depot in Baltimore. The video shows the ICE agents taking the men into custody, telling them to get down, show their hands, and remain quiet. ICE officials say the arrests came after the agency received a tip about the men who were allegedly in the country illegally. The arrests were made May 20th, but ICE just posted the video on Tuesday. Coming up next, it's Stein on Sports.
Hey, attention, Maryland business owners. Did you know that you've been paying into a program that can upgrade your lighting for free? Now, it's called Empower Maryland, and if you don't use it, you lose it. Now, every month, your electric bill includes a small charge that funds energy-saving upgrades, and now you can claim your share to replace any bulb or fixture with new energy-efficient LED fixtures at zero cost to you. Here's how it works. If we can reduce your energy use by 30% or more, you qualify for a 100% free lighting upgrade, whether you own an office, a church, or even a government building. And these LEDs, they last up to 20 years. Now, last year alone, we completed 424 projects, saving Maryland businesses thousands of dollars. So don't miss out. Call now, 855-4-FREE-LED. Call now, 855-4-FREE-LED. No job is too big or too small. Call now. Start saving today.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Three steps forward, two steps back.
Starting last inning.
Swing, fly ball, hit well toward right. At the track, at the wall. That baby's gone. Brendan Donovan, you are the father of Mr. Povich. Cardinals take the lead. It's 5-4.
That call courtesy of the FanDuel Sports Network in St. Louis. The Red Hot Red Birds would tack on another for a 6-4 win over Baltimore last night, sending the Orioles 17 under and 16 back in the American League East, with the Orioles failing again with runners in scoring position. 3-for-17 last night, now just 4-for-31 in their last two games. Manager Tony Mancelino deflecting away from the question in the postgame.
You know what? It's kind of been a little bit of the story for most of the year. I do feel like it has trended up here recently. That bullpen that they got, and I think you guys see it, that's a heck of a bullpen. It's a really good baseball team.
Birds are 1-10 at home since May 2nd. NBA last night, OKC heading to the NBA final with a 124-94 win over the T-Wolves. And in the NHL, the Panthers heading back to the Stanley Cup final for the third straight season, 5-3 over the Hurricanes. Coming up in 30 minutes, Mark Andrews at the mic in Owings Mills. And that is Stein on Sports.
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
From the home of the Ravens, the Orioles, and the Star-Spangled Banner. This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Gentlemen, start your engines.
The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot starts now on Talk Radio 680 and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
And good morning, it's Thursday morning, 6:09, Talk Radio 680, WCBM. We are the Morning Drive on Talk Radio 680, WCBM. I'm Bruce Elliott. Sean Casey has the morning off, back at full strength. We'll all be back at full strength on Monday, this coming Monday. Thanks very much again to Julie Ryder for sitting in, doing a news for us, and chatting during the course of the morning. And of course, always to our executive director, Kristen Hagerick, who actually guides us through what I managed to screw up for 3 hours straight between now and 9.
And working overtime right now.
Wow. You know. Well, you know, it all began with the hand thing earlier this week. And then I get there and I'm just about ready to go. And so I'm on prednisone because I'm fighting off bronchitis. So I'm sorry, you can't have the surgery because apparently prednisone screws up the healing process, which you can see from my other hand is just not healing. Oof. So it's just the surgery last week. So, you know, it's just okay. It's just another day in the life, you know. It's another day in the life. Good to see you.
Well, good to see you. Good morning.
Yeah, sorry you had to stiff us yesterday, of course.
But, you know. Sorry about that, but glad to be back. And,
he showed up in a business suit.
Back in the saddle.
He showed up in yesterday in a business suit, like 10 or 11 in the morning. He was business person yesterday.
Staying busy.
Yeah. And then he made the mistake of saying, let's talk politics, Bruce. You know a lot of stuff. I'm thinking, I don't know a damn thing. I just make my lips move for 3 hours and I'm good. That's all. There's a lot of ground to cover. Again, every single day under this administration, amazing stuff is happening. Both in this country and outside this country. And actually, we've mentioned this once or twice. I managed to come across the audio later on, I think probably right at the beginning of the 7 o'clock hour. I'll bring it to you. The Macron slap, or slaps, whatever it was. Are you aware of this story?
You know, I saw the little video on the airplane, but I haven't followed follow-ups.
Well, I managed to find a little bit of audio, what was going on in the plane. Somebody must have had their iPhone or something like this. So I have their... A tiny little bit of their exchange, or what's reported to be at least their exchange, and then the events that occurred. So we'll hear that later on in the show this morning. We begin this morning with Tammy Bruce, who now is over at the Department of State as their spokesperson. And she made it clear to reporters yesterday, or day before yesterday, that, yeah, we're pausing all these student visas while we're not going to look at them right now. We're going to let the dust settle for just a couple minutes before we decide how to move forward. So, but you should understand, we have always vetted each individual as they come through. We're just sharpening the requirements for those individuals who'd like to be here.
We don't speak about individual visa cases. We don't speak about the nature of the choices made about individuals. We do know, though, that we take very seriously the process of vetting who it is that comes into the country. And we're going to continue to do that. We're going to continue to vet, and we continue to have an interest. And again, whether they be student, or if you're a tourist who needs a visa, or whoever you are, we're going to be looking at you. I think why that would – it seems to be such a controversial thing that's going on, but it shouldn't be.
Yeah, think about this. This is not exactly a brand new policy. I mean, it's not. You want to come to this country, you should expect to be examined on a number of bases, by the way, not just political point of view or the willingness to come here peacefully and do what you said you were going to do peacefully in this country, whether it's a visitor's visa or a student visa. But, for example, on your health, when all the ships were coming through Ellis Island and that whole rush, and then, you know, after World War II, they're still coming in, each individual got vetted. And one of the things they checked was for consumption, for disease.
Bruce, this is not controversial at all, as you and Tammy Bruce just pointed out, number one. Number two, yes, this is kind of the theme here of what I've been, you know, every day on the show when I'm with you. It's common sense stuff, but yet they're making it seem, and I want to make a huge point when we come back from Chuck about visas. Very important, you're going to want to hear this.
Actually, we never come back from Chuck. Once you've chucked, you're always chucked. Here he is, and that was first said, by the way, by his parents, not by his father, but by his mother, Chucker, said that first.
Well, I was an immigrant when I was 4 or 5. They left me from East Baltimore, moved over to Catonsville.
Didn't tell you?
I had to take the bus and go find them.
Didn't tell you? Change the locks?
I found them.
Yes, they weren't happy about that.
I had a note around my neck that said, we'll work for whatever.
Yes, exactly.
Get me to Catonsville on the number 8.
Well, that's pretty exciting, by the way, to get one of those very early "we'll work for food" franchises. You know, I think that's, I mean, these people who manage, I mean, you know, the franchise thing happens every year. We'll do that a second. First, Chuck Whitaker, traffic and weather on the threes.
Both the Harvard tunnels still running okay, nothing major. It looked like at one point there was a small issue in the left tunnel southbound and at the Fort McHenry tunnel. That corrected itself, and we're doing okay right now. Looking at 895 at O'Donnell Street, the backup and the brake lights are just beginning there. It's a speed reduction from there going into the tunnel. Nothing major yet on the Beltway. JFX Ruxton Road South is clear. Of course, the roadways this morning are dry through the area. Some fog is kind of lingering around. Seen some fog up on the north end of 83. The problem right now is the overnight construction, which is still blocking the right lane. Remember, we used to talk about this all the time.
Yeah.
They put that construction in there in Harford County at Route 24. Well, they're back. And they're doing it again in the right lane. About a half mile back up right now, traffic is getting by to the center and the left on the northbound side. Exit 76 as you're traveling north. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Well, Chuck, I just have to say I'm glad they're doing it in the right lane, because if they're doing it in the wrong lane, it would kind of duplicate the problem.
That's true. I never thought of that. I'm glad you pointed that out.
Sure. I'm sure you're glad. You're very, very happy. Yes. All right. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. We are the morning drive, mostly cloudy today. And then tomorrow, of course, we're looking at another rainy day, unfortunately. Some sun today, high around 75 to 78 degrees, so a nice day ahead. But then by the evening, we could have isolated thunderstorms, and thunderstorms starting this evening, and more rain tomorrow, without a specific prediction on the high tomorrow, probably in the mid to high 60s. Aberdeen, 54 degrees right now. Baltimore, 55 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. I was saying, Chuck, very fortunate to get one of those early, very early franchises for the Will Work for Food franchise. And I think having support from corporate on that, where they give you your own piece of cardboard and your own pathetic lie story to tell, so you can stand on the intersection. I mean, you get to some of these prime locations. These franchisees do pretty well.
Oh, yeah. You know, I was lucky where I grew up. There were two corner stores, one way down the end of one block, another one on the other end. I knew both the other guys who owned the things, a kid. And I used to do errands and pick up some stuff, had some extortion things going that worked out okay.
Of course. Of course.
Crap games in the back.
Yeah. It's these people who stand on the street and say, we'll work for food. They actually never will.
Some of the older men who actually worked at Bethlehem Steel back in the neighborhood in those days lost their cars to me when I was about 8.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
Shooting dice.
I just got to tell you, I'm impressed by your ingenuity.
Oh, I knew what 7-Eleven was real quick.
we'll check back with you right after the 45 for the food news.
All right.
All right.
Very good.
Good deal.
See
appreciate
you,
it. Bye-bye. See you in a couple. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Nino, yesterday, this is a story that continues. Yesterday, wait a minute, before we do this, you had a point to make on the visas.
I had a point about these visas, right, and this idea that it's controversial to vet these people. 19, all 19 of the 9/11 hijackers came to the United States legally, mind you, using temporary visas. I learned this fact when I was at the Federation of American Immigration Reform. Obviously, in a post-9/11 world, some of these individuals, these terrorists, I should say, they overstayed their visas or violated the terms. What you had was a lack of this interagency communication when it came to immigration records. They were not sharing them effectively with the intelligence agencies. At the time, the background checks for these visas were limited.
Right.
And the hijackers gave incomplete, they gave suspicious information when they filled out these visas.
We were lazy.
And here we are acting like it's a controversy 20-some years later that we're paying close attention, and only because it's Trump. The idea of trying to avoid another 9/11, and not just to that extreme, but to bring people in here that are simply going to cause, they may not be as extreme as these 9/11 terrorists, but they're coming in here, causing a ruckus at our colleges, causing a ruckus on our streets, and we're going to look twice before, and they're saying that somehow this is controversial, is only because of Trump, and they'll find anything they can do to make him look bad. It's outrageous.
Yeah, as Tammy Bruce said, that the State Department, this State Department, takes the idea of vetting very, very seriously.
We've always vetted people trying to come in. We've always looked at visas seriously. It's why we have a visa, so that you can stop and look at someone. So I can't speak about what the individual experience will be, but the fact is that everyone knows that it's a reminder, certainly, that we're taking it seriously.
Yeah, well, there you go. It is the concept somehow that we are going to actually not be serious about who we allow into the country. I know that's distressing to those people who are like in their late 20s, early 30s, who say, oh, they're coming here for the education at Columbia or Harvard, who are actually here just to hang out and then protest and make life miserable for other individuals. Look, they shouldn't be here. The minute they're spotted doing this kind of crap, they should be kicked out. They're here as guests. You would not allow that kind of behavior in your home. If you invited a neighbor over from a couple of neighborhoods over, you didn't know the guy, but he said, oh, I understand you have great parties. Mind if my wife and I stop over? Oh, sure, why not? And you're thinking, what the heck? They stop over, and he begins to throw food around and pours the punch bowl on the floor and empties everybody's beers on their head. At some point in that curve, you say, get the hell out of here. This is no different than that, except for saying, well, I've checked your behavior at other previous neighborhood parties. You're not coming into my home because the way you behave, the way you've behaved overseas, what you've written overseas about hating America, about hating my neighborhood, whatever the case might be, that to me doesn't seem to be all that exceptional, all that unusual, and it should be done in every administration.
Yes, we're supposed to be the nation that takes in scores of illegal aliens, and then we're supposed to be the nation that brings in rebel rousers that cause all those problems. Why are we going to continue down that path?
I suspect we should not. It's 620 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. We are the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
In today's world, it's easy to chase the dollar, but at Walls Roofing, we've never operated that way. We believe in quality before profit, and that's been our approach for over 90 years. Every job we take on is done by our own crew and done with care. We're family-owned, third generation, and proud to say we've advertised on WCBM for over 20 years. That's because values matter, and so does doing the right thing. Call Wallace Roofing, 410-655-3700, 410-655-3700. Above all, a good roof.
My name's Danny Manoff, and I am the president and CEO of Intrepid Paralegal Solutions, LLC. We're a unique company that helps attorneys run their practices more efficiently as certified Clio partners, and more importantly, we also help the average person that can't afford or doesn't want to use an attorney to deal with their legal issues. If you're a pro se litigant, we always feel you should seek counsel, but if you want to proceed with the help of experts, please be in touch. IPSvirtual.com. Thank you again.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM.
Hey, everybody. Charlie Kirk here. Insightful news, commentary, the best guests you can imagine. And also, we are diving deep into the issues that matter, the philosophy that is guiding the left, what you can do about it so we can fight to win. So join us every single day where we talk about why the Constitution is the greatest political document ever written, why America is the greatest nation ever to exist, and what the citizen can do to rise against the regime.
The Charlie Kirk Show, weeknights at 7 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Hartford County.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM. A couple of great emails in already this morning. This one from, doesn't specify. I saw Glenn Ivey on TV complaining that Salvadoran prison guards and the Salvadoran bureaucracy wouldn't turn to and treat him like he was impotent. That's no way to treat an international delegation, he said, that's arrived to browbeat their president to releasing a member of a murderous street gang. You really can't get more ghetto than that, although it wouldn't be that ignorant congressional hood rat from trying. Glenn Ivey would be embarrassment to our country. Were any of our international partners likely to take him seriously? I find Glenn Ivey highly offensive, but will exercise restraint and end here. I thanks very much for the email. I appreciate that. And that's really kind of an interesting point. If you show up in another country and they ask you to follow their rules, and while you're still in that country, is it a good idea to hold a press conference complaining that they've actually had the temerity to ask you to go by their rules?
That is a great point. It's like, how would we don't like it when they tried to come here and tell, and who the hell do you think you are going to that foreign country to tell them about a prisoner in their prison system and say, you know, Van Hollen too.
Yeah, an El Salvadoran prisoner in an El Salvadoran in a prison. It's just, yeah, well, you know, the Democrats are still with this guy Garcia for some reason.
And who the hell is Glenn Ivey to a foreign country? I mean, I get it, he's a U.S. congressman, but he's not, or we didn't send him down there in terms of our presidential, you know, our State Department didn't send him down there as an official of the United States. He's going down there for political reasons, and that's it. And they're supposed to sit there and just open the welcome door for him, please.
Apparently so. 6:23 right now. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, the man who's managed to con his way through an entire career. It's really wonderful to see this happening. So looking forward to the roast, which is coming up. Chuck Whitaker, good morning.
All the truth will come out at that point.
Uh-oh, no, not that. Chuck is a great guy. I've worked with him for a long time. I could say anything negative about him at all. There, how's that?
Yeah, sure.
Good.
It's going to be a lot of stuff being said, that's for sure.
Yes, it's a polite way of saying it.
Oh, I know. The west side outer loop is still okay, looking at the camera here at 795, and then down to Liberty Road. Not too bad so far through that area, and the inner loop through Pikesville, the Parkville side. All the lanes are open. That looks like there may be an incident. I haven't seen it yet. Route 32 at the ramp at I-70. Not sure if it's on the ramp or actually on 32. So some activity in Howard County. There's a new minor wreck in Adirondack County, Quarterfield Road, right off the ramp area at I-97. So local traffic, watch for that. Some delays now starting to form, and we're getting the brake lights and getting busy southbound at both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Right now you're taking a look at a cloudy day today, but some sun and a high back, a little more comfortable back in the mid to high 70s, 75 to 78 degrees. Isolated thunderstorms overnight. They're possible starting this evening. Tomorrow, more rain possible. Bel Air, 55 degrees right now. Ellicott City has 54. Unlike yesterday, by the way, where every single reporting station all morning long had rain. The little icon shows up on the site that I use. There's none of it today. It was a small drizzle when I was on the way in, tiny little drizzle, but it seems to have cleared off. It'll burn off during the day. We do have a nice day ahead of us, 75 to 78 degrees. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. All right, we're going to start this, so you have to carry it through the half-past mark, but I think it's important to get this show moving forward, and we shall. Amabile Cyril Ramaphosa is the president of South Africa. Now, Nina, you and I have not had the opportunity to explore this topic. This all started when this guy, who is their president, we took in roughly 50 South African white farmers who were saying they were being subject to harassment, having their property seized, and being murdered, none of which are all that particularly fun, particularly the last one. And then, of course, all the race hustlers here in this country made this a big deal. How dare you bring white people to this country? I don't care what race they are. If you have a government that's systematically killing off everybody who looks like you, it seems to me if we're in a position to take them in as legitimate refugees, we should do so. So first, with the president, our president had Ramaphosa in the Oval Office. Ramaphosa said, well, no, that's not happening at all. No, we may have one or two bad apples in the batch.
Our government policy is completely against what he was saying, even in the parliament. And they're a small minority party, which is allowed to exist in terms of our constitution.
But you do allow them to take land.
No.
You do allow them to take land.
Nobody can
take
land.
And then when they take the land, they kill the white farmer. And when they kill the white farmer, nothing happens to them.
No.
Nothing happens to them.
There is criminality in our country.
It's a tiny little bit of criminality in the country. Yeah, slaughtering white farmers. We'll get to that in greater depth as we move along. But think about what he's saying there. Some of them are members of a political party that they allow to exist. They actually allow them to have a voice in what's going on. It's a very minor voice. They don't have any impact. But this way, the government could say, well, they're represented here. They're allowed to exist. So I guess if they eventually say this party is subversive, they can then close down the party and say, thus all the members of the party are subversives, and they can all be tossed in jail or murdered. That seems to be the logic underlying this, Nino.
Well, Bruce, it's really just, kill the white farmer, kill the Boer. It's just a little liberation chant and a slogan from the apartheid era. It doesn't mean anything now.
Right.
I mean, a few dead white farmers turned up, but it's really just a slogan of the past. It's absurd. It's a direct call for violence. The South African president thought, and the old, under Biden or Harris, if God forbid she was president, he might be able to get away with this nonsense, but Trump called him out. He and it wasn't by any means. I mean, people were saying he ambushed him, but the fact is, Trump and his administration. And we took in, like you said, those refugees. So we took him in specifically because of that reason. So Trump had the fortitude to call him out on it. It sounds this guy, the radical that's making these chants. This is from the apartheid era. This slogan they say. Mm-hmm. Well, it sounds to me like he's a radical, and we talked about it a little bit the other day. Not he sounds. He is a radical. He's living as this is 30, 40 years ago. He wants revenge, and they just. Simply, it's kind of like the narrative here where they want to blame the past for the ills of today. But they're going further in South Africa, where they're actually committing these violent acts, really, of genocide.
As we've noted before, you can drive down roads in South Africa, and both sides of the road are lined with white crosses. Each white cross has the name of a white farmer, or his spouse, or his child, their family, who has been murdered. Their entire hillsides full of similar white crosses, performing exactly the same function. This is a horrible, horrible thing that's going on. We get a silly argument in this country. Does this qualify, though, as genocide? How many have to die before that does? I mean, do you have to kill off three-quarters of them and then it's genocide? I mean, what numbers we're looking at here? More on this coming up. Talk Radio 680, WCBM. 630, once again, it's time for news. Julie Ryder, good morning.
Good morning. Laurel police have arrested a 16... 16- was allegedly linked to more than 100 thefts from vehicles. Police say when the teen was arrested, he had keys to a stolen vehicle that was used in the crimes, along with keys to 25 other vehicles and several stolen items. Investigators are working to identify the owners of the stolen property and return their belongings. Laurel Police worked with partner police agencies in Anne Arundel, Howard, and Prince George's counties. City police have arrested a suspect in a Southwest Baltimore murder. Police say 22-year-old repeat violent offender Tamal Johnson was involved in the Mother's Day killing of 23-year-old Tanaya Gray on Mountwood Road. Warrant apprehension detectives and U.S. Marshals arrested Johnson last week, and he's been charged with first and second degree murder, conspiracy, and firearm offenses. Johnson is held at central booking without bail. Lawyers for the Justice Department are asking a Maryland judge to dismiss a lawsuit over the deportation of Kilmar Abrego Garcia. The motion filed Tuesday asks U.S. District Court Judge Paula Zenas to dismiss the case because Garcia is no longer in the U.S. The DOJ says Zenas lacks jurisdiction and that Garcia's return is dependent on the choices of an independent actor who is not present in the courtroom. The Trump administration claimed Garcia's March deportation to El Salvador was, quote, an administrative error, but then refused to take further action to have him return to the U.S. And the Baltimore City School System has hired a consulting firm to assist in the search for a new CEO. Chicago-based Alma Advisory Group will help the Board of School Commissioners evaluating candidates based on the qualities outlined by the board and stakeholders. Community engagement will be part of the search process. Coming up, we take a look at traffic plus the exclusive Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast.
Hi, it's Jonathan Cotton with the Goodfeet Store. And when you think of high-impact professionals in our community, who comes to mind? For me, nurses are right at the top of the list, given their care for my loved ones over the years. At the Goodfeet Store, we often engage with nurses who are battling with pain in their feet, knees, and back, and they come to the Goodfeet Store looking for relief. Here is Donna, a nurse sharing her story of what she experienced after visiting the Goodfeet Store.
Oh, I have to tell you, I have struggled with pain in my feet. I was diagnosed with plantar fasciitis. With the three-step program, it really fits to your lifestyle. I'm a registered nurse, so being on my feet, walking throughout the hospital during the day, I am free from any type of pain. And after working a 12-hour shift, I go home and my feet do not hurt.
Whether you're a nurse or anyone wanting to enjoy your career without your feet getting in the way, come see us at the Goodfeet Store. The Goodfeet Store is in Annapolis, Hunt Valley, White Marsh, and now open in Columbia. Visit goodfeet.com to book your appointment today or just stop by.
These are last night's lottery numbers. The pick 3 was 690, and the pick 4 was 5384. It's now time for traffic and weather on the 3s. Here's Chuck Whitaker.
There's some activity on the ramp from Middletown Road to go south onto 83. It looks like a broken down vehicle. There's room to get by. I see traffic going by, but there's a trooper there, has his flashing lights on, and it's created just a little bit of a delay from time to time on the ramp. The main line of 83 looks good, but there is some fog also in that area. So a lot of traffic moving with the low beams on right now for that travel on 83. Both the tunnels now getting up to about 10-12 minute delays on the southbound side, both on 95 and 895. Local traffic at Arundel County had a wreck about 10 minutes ago. Quarterfield Road right off the ramp at I-97. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
For the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. We're tracking drier conditions for your Thursday, starting off with temperatures in the 50s. We'll definitely be warmer for the afternoon, possibly some pockets of sunshine, highs in the mid to upper 70s. Isolated thunderstorm possibility as we get into Thursday night with more rain on the way Friday. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Rapid radios are instant push-to-talk walkie-talkies, offering national LTE coverage and no subscription ever. Perfect for instant contact with an aging parent. For a limited time, go to rapidradios.com and you'll get an extra 60% off, free UPS shipping, and add code radio for an extra 5% off.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 635 Sports is brought to you by Greeven Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialist. Rain fell last night at Camden Yards, and so did the Orioles. 6-4 to the Cardinals. St. Louis taking 2 of 3 from Baltimore on the series. Birds now just 1-10 at home since May 2nd. There were some bright spots, though, between the drops. The return of Cedric Mullins and Adley Rutschman, and the continued rise of Jackson Holliday.
Like this.
Into right field, and that's a base hit. Plates Mullins, and Holliday will have his second double of the game.
Brett Hollander with the call on Masson. Holliday's two-bagger gave the Birds a 3-0 lead in the third, but it was all St. Louis from there. After the game, manager Tony Mancelino on the difference in the game.
I think the strength of that team is probably that bullpen, and I think that's probably what beat us tonight.
No probably about it. 5 scoreless from the St. Louis pen last night. Jackson Holliday, perhaps the biggest key to his turnaround. The former number one overall pick, still just 21 years old, batting over .310 with a .515 slugging percentage in his last 11 games. The Ravens were inside yesterday because of the rain, and that was the second day of OTAs in Owings Mills. They met the media afterwards. Head coach John Harbaugh getting down to business.
We talked about it today. We all know what we're here for, you know, and we have a mission that we're trying to accomplish, and to see the guys out there working as hard as they are and how as hard as they have been means a lot.
Later, it was Mark Andrews' turn, speaking in Baltimore now for the first time since the AFC playoff game in Buffalo.
For me, I've never been big on, you know, looking at outside noise, you know, and, you know, for as much bad as there is, those are people that are just in the room, you know, twiddling their fingers. But there's a lot of good people out there, a lot of great people that have shown support, and I'm thankful for that.
And an out-sellout crowd last night of 11,183 showed up at CFG Bank Arena to watch the first WNBA game played in Baltimore. The Mystics dropped the Caitlin Clarkless Fever. 183-79 was the final. Indiana shooting a paltry 39% from the field, just 23% from distance without Clark. In fact, it was the first game that Caitlin Clark has missed in her career, either college or pro. The time now is 6:37. When we return, there were quite a few empties around town last night.
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greeven Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greeven Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greeven Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
You know, rain is always going to dampen the crowd, obviously. You don't want to go out in the rain. If you watched the Oriole game last night, there were maybe 2,000 fans in
really?
The stadium? I mean, it was just ridiculous. I don't know. I can't count. But whatever. Anyway, but my overall point is, it was unfortunate for the Caitlin Clark game last night. Obviously, she wasn't playing. That was number one. But I'm sure because she wasn't playing and the rain, there were quite a few empties at the CFG Bank Arena. They did announce a sellout crowd. In fact, I know a guy who works in ticketing, and it was sold out. It was a legit sold out last night, but just quite a few empty. So, yeah, it's just unfortunate. You know, Baltimore had a chance, to shine, basically. And, you know, there is some talk. I mean, the league is expanding.
WNBA.
The WNBA is expanding, and there's a chance. And, I don't think it was great last night for Baltimore. Let's put it that way.
Well, actually, of the two games, the two professional games, I'm finding I'm more interested right now in the WNBA, in part because of Caitlin Clark, but there's some other good players there, too. Angel Reese is a good player. She plays a very good position, different game.
Absolutely.
But it's interesting to watch, and there are a couple of players there that I think the ball is smaller, if I recall correctly.
Ball's a little smaller.
But still, you see these women taking the outside shots from like 10 feet outside the three-point line, and it's all net. I'm impressed by anybody can do that with any size basketball.
Yeah, I mean, the level of play in the WNBA has increased, you know, over years. There's no doubt about it. I'll tell you this. I think there were more people at the WNBA game last night than there were at the Oriole game.
You know, maybe hoping at least we can see her on the bench. You know, I mean, who knows? Maybe they'll bring her to the last minute.
Well, she was great. I mean, she attracted the fans.
Yep.
She signed autographs. She posed for selfies. I mean, she did it, you know. But just once the whistle blew, she was on the sideline.
Which is rough for her. It's the very first game she's ever missed.
So. Correct.
Wow, happened here in Baltimore. Another first. We'll talk with you back more at the top of the hour. 640 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. By the way, on this date, back in 1949, that's when this happened. On this date, 1949, a young woman, age 22, I can't remember what her name was originally, she posed nude for a Los Angeles photographer against a red velvet backdrop. Pictures that were only supposed to ever be seen by the photographer and by his wife. And she signed a model release, which basically said, we can shorten anybody want to. It was Marilyn Monroe, the famous red velvet photo shoot. And she was pretty much unknown at the time. And those pictures, the original ones, eventually sold for a pretty penny. A lot. I came across one that I gave to a friend. It was out at it was out in Deep Creek, a little antique store in one of the small towns surrounding Deep Creek, and they had a 1951 poster of some month and her on it. And I thought that's just too cool that they have no idea that what they have here is probably something that's merchandisable for a lot more money. But for those who remember, you know, probably not you and not me. And certainly not you, Julie, or not Kristen, but for those who remember, it was a moment to see Marilyn Monroe, who was not then famous. What was her real name?
Norma Jean.
Norma Jean, yeah, Norma Jean. And I can't remember her last name. Very good, Jules.
I thought you were going to say you had an original copy, which is why you have all that money.
No, I gave the original copy to my friend in the form of that photo from 1951. It showed up, apparently, on every gas station wall in the entire country, I think. So, but it was an iconic photograph, for those who recall. And she went too soon, actually, no matter how it was she happened to go, whether there was a Kennedy or a Kennedy or a suicide. We're not quite sure on that one. All right, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. More on Matamela Cyrus, or Cyril rather, Ramaphosa. This is the president of South Africa. He was asked to again comment, this was yesterday, on why they don't feel particularly compelled to pay attention to us when we say you got to stop killing the white farmers.
That slogan, kill the Boer, kill the farmer, is a liberation chant and slogan. And it's not meant to be a message that elicits or calls upon anyone to go and be killed.
Yeah, really. It's just a slogan. Well, wouldn't you think, you know, if you were running that shop and you come up with a slogan, it was a good campaign slogan, that you would at some point say, hey, we didn't mean it?
So that's what I was mentioning before the break about this, just a slogan. But there's also, and I'm not an expert whatsoever, obviously, on the South African law, but this very controversial bill that Mr. Ramaphosa himself signed into law allowing land seizures by the state without compensation.
Sure.
And when you pass a bill like that, then you have this historical background of white farmers being killed, and then you have political activists and a political party, although a minority, but still a political party, chanting, kill the white farmer. Stop spitting in our face, telling us it's rain. It's absurd.
Right, yeah. But that is what's going on there. And the justification is, well, we're a constitutional republic. We're just following our constitution. Well, if your constitution says you have the right to seize other people's property without compensation, and we're really not going to make all that big a fuss if you kill some white guys. And again, you have this generation of white farmers who are being targeted for death by the government in South Africa. Why? Because their great-great-great-grandfather came to South Africa from Europe. That to me is just a bit insane, folks. 643, also a cautionary tale for us in this country, I suppose. 643, traffic weather on the threes all morning long on Talk Radio 680, WCBM. Once again, Chuck Whitaker.
Broken down vehicle still there at the ramp. It's right at the end of the ramp as you're coming on from Middletown Road to go south on 283. You can get by just a little bit slow right there. The main line of 83 not affected with some fog in that area. Went down towards Annapolis, and again, some fog and some haze. Nothing major. Bay Bridge is clear. Both sides of the roadway, most of the traffic is westbound. And then from Whitehall Road to Ritchie Highway, Severn River Bridge, over towards I-97, all the lanes are open. Have not seen any problems at all for the traffic on the JFX early between Ruxton Road and the ramps downtown. It has filled in quickly now. Very heavy on the west side now, but it's the normal delay. 795 down through Route 40. And then once we clear Frederick Road, it's clear down the hill towards the ramps at I-95. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Thank you, Chuck. Mostly cloudy today. I could see some sun at times. A high much nicer today than yesterday. High could be between 75 and 78 degrees. A couple of isolated thunderstorms possible starting this evening. More rain tomorrow, though. At Ren Bernie, 56 degrees right now. A Hunt Valley has 58 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. And once again, it's time for us to head out to the Chuck Wagon. Yes, it's time for Chuck's Food News, brought to you as a public service in the name of one Butterball Johnson.
Rats! Rats! Nice dead rats for sale. Perfect for rat stew, rat soup, rat pie, and the ever popular ratatouille.
Pleasant.
Yes.
For those of you eating your scrambled eggs right now.
Try their ratatouille. For the board of drink, Elijah Craig has the latest barrel-proof bourbon is here. Yeah. It is their oldest release in 2 years. It is just shy of a 12-year-old, a batch B525, nearly a year older than the previous release. And it arrives in bottle, and it's a very pretty bottle, of course, 126.2 proof.
Ooh.
126.2.
Jeez, that'll get rid of your cough.
Ever sat down and without realizing it, realize you're drinking cask strength booze? It's a shock to the system.
Yes.
I brought a bottle of cask strength scotch back years ago from Bermuda. Two friends and I sat down in one of their office late at night. I couldn't stand up after two drinks.
Say two or three shots.
It's gone. Absolutely gone. A new study says that adding bananas to your smoothie is a bad idea. They say stop it. Now, some people say, I love a good smoothie. They used to make their own every day and they pick one up at a local juice bar. Strawberry banana, classic combo, of course.
Sure.
Yeah, but now we're being told by a new study, the bananas contain an enzyme called a polyphenol oxidase, or PPO, that may reduce the absorption of flavin-3-ols. Wow. You can't have that happening to yourself.
Not hardly.
I don't even know what they are, and I'm scared already. A group of natural components found in many fruits with a host of health benefits. This is a study published in the journal Food and Function. Adding a banana to your smoothie could decrease how much of these beneficial compounds your body absorbs. Some flavin-3 oils' purported health benefits include a reduced risk of heart disease, reduced inflammation, neuroprotection, protection against free radicals. Well, if you're anywhere near a college campus, of course, that's absolutely necessary. Anita said not that kind of free radical. A whole ton of good stuff. So adding a banana can cancel out all the other good stuff. Now, this I find is fascinating. There's a new kind of cookie called Chip City, where they make them. It's a company. And they now are releasing what's called a Dubai chocolate cookie. I don't know why it's Dubai, a chocolate cookie, but it looks like a cookie. It looks very nice. And the food editor over at Delish said that it's going to sell out real fast and that is worth trying. She says, in fact, you need it.
Oh, now, you need it.
Yeah, you need it. Now, talking about that part of the world, it's very interesting, Chuck. And Joe's, of course, all of you, that there are some countries there that really fully understand American culture. Okay. And these will go on very well in those kinds of countries. Mm-hmm. The United Arab Emirates doesn't seem to understand American culture. For example, they don't understand the cartoon The Flintstones. All right? They don't. But the Abu Dhabi do, you know?
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. That's it.
Well,
for
good night, folks. Nino, been nice seeing you.
You too.
Check back with you in a couple, Chuck.
No, I'm not coming back.
That's it for that. That's it.
I'm done.
You're done for the day.
I can't take it.
Hook, line, sinker. He says, "That's it. Once today, fella."
I'm holding my heart. I feel like Fred Sanford.
Chuck Whittaker back at 53 with more news traffic for us. Our 410 WCBM 680 is our telephone number. It's 649.
Attention small business owners. Imagine cutting your overhead and putting more cash in your pocket. Whether you're a restaurant owner, hairdresser, doctor, lawyer, run a spa, HVAC company, or an electrician, your small business has untapped value. Bank the value of your expertise and spend it on what your personal or business needs. Why pay cash for products and services when you can trade your downtime and excess inventory? Barter Saves works with and helps thousands of local business owners in Maryland, D.C., Virginia, and surrounding areas. Visit bartersaves.com today or call 800-9-BARTER and turn what you already have into everything you need.
Hi, honey.
My mother called. She's coming to town.
To stay? The house is a complete mess.
Call MaidPro.
MaidPro? You know how picky your mom is.
Check out their 49-point checklist on MaidPro.com. They do a detailed cleaning every time. MaidPro.com is easy. Just enter your zip code, questions about the house, and submit.
Oh, I have another call. It's MaidPro. Thanks, honey. I guess your mother won't recognize our house.
Then MaidPro's even better than we thought.
Sign up for recurring service and receive $75 in free cleaning. MaidPro, your home clean just how you like it.
In today's world, it's easy to chase the dollar. But at Wallace Roofing, we've never operated that way. We believe in quality before profit, and that's been our approach for over 90 years. Every job we take on is done by our own crew and done with care. We're family-owned, third generation, and proud to say we've advertised on WCBM for over 20 years. That's because values matter, and so does doing the right thing. Call Wallace Roofing, 410-655-3700, 410-655-3700. Above all, a good roof.
WCBM reaches all types of entrepreneurs, businesses, associations, and specialists. Now is your chance to explain live, by the way of your own radio show, exactly how your business or association can benefit the WCBM listener through your own show. You control the dialogue. You control the subject matter. You control your own results. This is a great opportunity that WCBM can give to you. For more information, call Andy Grimshaw or visit WCBM.com.
A lot can happen in an hour. We'll update you at the top of it, minutes away. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
The most significant supergroup ever, right here. Traveling Wilburys. I mean, this is better than Blind Faith. It's just better than any other supergroup I can think of in contemporary American music. They have two albums. There's Roy Orbison and Dylan Patty was in there, I think. And I can't remember who. Say, George Harris was in there, yeah. Roy Orbison's voice with the rest of them, some of the music is just astoundingly good. Just very different from what you'd expect from some of these guys. You would not expect anything by Petty or by Harrison to sound as it sounded Roy Orbison sounded like Roy Orbison. God bless him, you know. And
a supergroup, you mean, like, musicians already famous.
Oh, yeah, they're already famous. They all
Cream
got,
was one.
Yeah, but yeah. I think, you know, look, as I said, Cream was one. Blind Faith was another. They were already, people came to Cream from other groups.
Okay, you mentioned Cream, yeah.
Yeah, and then people came to Blind Faith from Cream, and I can't remember from who else. There were others, the Flying Burrito Brothers, a couple of others. They were basically groups that were cobbled together. When Buffalo Springfield broke up, part of Buffalo Springfield went off to be the Flying Burrito Brothers, and part of it went on to be the Byrds. And a couple of the other members kind of scattered, but all right, that's enough ancient history. So, yeah, hello, Grandma, get out the rocker. He's gone again. All right, it's 6:53 right now. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Chuck Whitaker will keep us posted on whether or not it's going to be safe to go out and play today. Coming up in a couple minutes after that, of course, you have to hear from the Speaker of the House and his comments on some of the distortions that are coming out of the Democrat Party when it has to do with what's happening with Medicaid. Because the Democrats would have you believe we're kicking people out of their homes, making them sleep on heating rates someplace rather than provide health care for the needy. That is a lie. We'll talk about that coming up. 6:53 right now. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. And once again, here he is, Chuck Whitaker.
Northbound 295 is slowing now. I'm looking at the camera right here at Route 100. There is a wreck between there and I-195 up around the airport cutoff. Not sure if it's in the roadway, but there's an impact here on the northbound side of 295. So watch your speed once you get to the ramp at Route 100. It's slow from there, traveling up towards I-195. Beltway West Side Outer Loop, that delay is already there. 795 to Frederick Road, delays now, and we're in the 20-minute range southbound now with the heavy traffic at both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hi, it's Jonathan Cotton with the Good Feet Store, and have you tried the over-the-counter products for your foot pain and nothing seems to work? If that's you, it's time to check out the Good Feet Store. Stop the pain that's stopping you. Visit goodfeet.com to book your appointment today, or just stop by the store nearest you.
Right now, Ocean City, 61 degrees. You're thinking about heading over to catch a couple of rays. Parkville has 56, Pikesville 55. On Talk Radio 680, WCBM, it's 6:55. A bit more from the president of South Africa, because the circular logic is, it's useful to understand. There are a couple of different kinds of lies. The saying by Churchill, I think, was lies, damned lies, and statistics. But one thing you can do is you can pervert the language, and that's exactly what the South Africans have done.
They will probably want to arrest people willy-nilly. We follow the dictates of our constitution, because we are a constitutional state, and we are a country where freedom of expression is the bedrock of our constitutional arrangements.
Can I consider a couple of things? You're saying, oh, well, we follow our Constitution. Fine. Who wrote the Constitution? Was there full representation? No. It was written by the majority party, and it's been changed since then by the majority party. They say they allow white farmers to have a small representation in their Congress. They allow it. That's free speech, apparently, by their definition, is to allow it. And when they say we do only what the Constitution allows us to do, and then under their Constitution, as you noted, they pass a law that says it's perfectly fine for the government to seize farmers' lands
without compensation
and don't pay them for it. Yeah. Just take it away from them.
Yes.
And if they make a fuss, kill them. That's all constitutional. I mean, that's what he's saying, is all constitutional. We did nothing wrong. We followed our Constitution. That's such a perversion of the language. But of course, by now we should be used to it.
It's too hard to trust our own politicians, let alone somebody that's coming from a nation who's had civil issues amongst themselves for all these decades. We're seeing video of the farmers being killed. We're seeing the crosses, as you said. And we're supposed to believe this guy that comes here, gets called out, and tries to tell us, oh, it's just constitutional free speech. This guy, you know, it's just slogans from the old days. Get out of here.
No, yeah, it's not just slogans from the old days.
And Trump did the right thing, sorry to cut you off, Bruce, by cutting the funding. At least until he has to answer some questions to South Africa, $200 to $400 million, significant funding.
Well, yeah, there is also a move in this country, and this is where I think it becomes even a little more trenchant. There's a move in this country among some radical black circles. They're saying very openly, what we have to do is we have to shrink the white population, because they're the ones who have been causing all the problems for all these years. I mean, they're purely racist about it. They're convinced somehow that if black people ran the entire country, the world would be better. Well, perhaps that's the case. Sure, fine. In which case, there are a lot of really good-hearted white people who might agree. If that were not the case, you would never have had Barack Obama serve two terms as president. To be really straightforward. So you do have this strange phenomenon where I saw a guy, and I can't remember, I can only say part of his last name, and I don't want to use a soundbite, and I can identify him, owns a bookstore, I believe, in New York City, saying that's the very first thing we have to do, is to start going ahead and killing off a whole bunch of white people, because they're the ones who are screwing it up. And admittedly, look, it could be that that's exactly the case. But the answer to that is not violence. The answer to that is to do as Obama did. And I don't disagree with him politically. But he was able to put together a coalition of people of a number of different races and a number of different interests. And that is the way to change the country in a fashion that you want it to be changed. It's what Donald Trump is doing right now when he says we have changed, radically changed the Republican Party and who we appeal to. We're no longer the party of the corporate rich. We're no longer the party just of laissez-faire. We are the party of the working man. And what Donald Trump is doing is he's trying to skew the entire Republican Party to the working man, while the working man, by the way, instinctively, the working man, he's a conservative.
I'm just tired of the, I guess you would say, rear-view mirror look at how we go forward. They keep looking, so many people, especially, I mean, look at Maryland. And the Legislative Black Caucus, they are looking backwards to try to fix what we have in the future by looking at something like reparations, for example. And the governor, who I want to say did the right thing, but he comes out and says, well, we'll hopefully we can get to this in a minute. I'll tell you what the governor had to say.
Super, thanks. Hey, here's a real estate fact for you. Right now, homeowners sitting on the sidelines hesitant to sell because of the low inventory and the great rate they may have on their current home. And if this sounds like you, you should know that you are not alone. Let me ask you. If you were able to find your dream home and have an interest rate in the mid-fours, would you sell your current home? This is for your dream home. I almost I see a home, I think, God, I love that over there. Just love it. Well, if you could find that situation, would you go for it? Well, if you said yes, as many have, then you have got to talk with Vinny Steele, Maryland's real estate expert. Vinny Steele is not just another agent. He is Maryland's real estate expert. You call the only guy that I would call to sell my home, and that's Vinny Steele, CEO of Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty. Call him right now, 410-709-7515. That's 410-709-7515. 15. Coming up on 7 o'clock on Talk Radio 680 WCBM, we are The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott. And coming up, the Speaker of the House on Medicaid. That's next.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM, Baltimore.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. The White House is appealing a federal trade court's ruling that blocks the Trump tariffs.
The court found that the White House had overstepped its authority. That was the Court of International Trade, finding that the White House doesn't have the power and that this power to extend these tariffs lies exclusively with Congress. Now, this was all about the utilization of this emergency law, and we did see the White House appealing within minutes. We have a statement from them saying it's not for unelected judges to decide how to properly address a national emergency, and that President Trump pledged to put America first, and the administration is committed to using every lever of executive power to address this crisis and restore American greatness.
The BBC's Katie Silver. For Elon Musk, the time has come. He's stepping down as head of DOGE, the Trump Department of Government Efficiency. Thanking the president, Musk says work of DOGE will go on as he once again takes the helm of his sprawling business empire. A new analysis of Medicaid waste and fraud and the impact of President Trump's budget and tax cut bill.
The analysis comes at a crucial point on Capitol Hill, with the Senate about to debate President Donald Trump's One Big Beautiful Bill Act that the House of Representatives approved May 22nd on a 215 to 214 vote. Democrats claim the bill requires slashing Medicaid spending by more than $800 billion and that millions of recipients will lose their benefits as a result. But the new analysis also provides substantial evidence to support Speaker Mike Johnson's insistence that eliminating waste and fraud in the program and restoring genuine work requirements will not mean reductions in care for anybody who is genuinely eligible for Medicaid. Bernie Bennett reporting.
The American flag flies once again outside the long-shuttered ambassador's residence in Damascus, a sign of strengthening ties between Washington and the new Syrian government. Watching Wall Street this morning, Dow futures up 233 points, NASDAQ futures 354 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hey, it's Mike Rohn. If I have a choice, I like to do business with companies that actually stand for something. That's why I switched from Verizon to Pure Talk. No offense to Verizon, I'm sure they stand for something. I just don't know what it is. Pure Talk, on the other hand, is a veteran-owned company that supports our military in a big way, and I appreciate that. Yeah, I also appreciate unlimited talk and text and plenty of data for half the cost of the big guys, and I do like being on America's most dependable 5G network for just $20 a month. But what I really appreciate
appreciate is no contract, no cancellation fees, and Pure Talk's commitment to handle all their customer service in this country. I saw it for myself. I went to Georgia. I got a tour of their headquarters. I met their CEO, and I talked to the same customer service folks that you'll talk to when you dial #250 and say keyword micro. Switch today and save 50% off your first month when you dial #250 and say keyword micro. Pure Talk, a wireless company that actually stands for something.
Good morning. It's 7:03 with traffic and weather on the threes. Here's Chuck Whitaker.
Both the tunnels are backing up now. 895 is now backed up beyond Pulaski Highway. It's working its way back towards Moravia Road. A lot of heavy traffic over on 95 as well. So both right now with the lanes open and we're moving, we're looking at 20 to 25 minute delays. Both sides of 895 and 95 as you're coming south. Just the normal heavy traffic. At one point about 2 minutes ago, 95, all four lanes were stacked up going into the tunnel. It was a speed reduction, and now it's cleared itself out. The traffic on the south end looks good going south on 95, eventually past the Camden Yards area. Whatever that was on the BW Parkway northbound was reportedly a minor accident after Route 100 has cleared and the backup is gone from the northbound side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
For the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. We're tracking drier conditions for your Thursday, starting off with temperatures in the 50s. We'll definitely be warmer for the afternoon, possibly some pockets of sunshine, highs in the mid to upper 70s. Isolated thunderstorm possibility as we get into Thursday night with more rain on the way Friday. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
I'm Julie Ryder with the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. Maryland Transportation Authority police are continuing to search for the tractor-trailer that fled the scene of a Tuesday evening crash near the Bay Bridge. The four-vehicle crash happened on westbound Route 50, leaving the driver of one of the cars with serious injuries. Police believe the tractor-trailer struck one of the vehicles but did not stop and continued over the bridge. Anyone who witnessed the crash or has information on the tractor-trailer is asked to call MDTA police. A new sheriff's unit is being created to enforce Baltimore's liquor laws. The Neighborhood Services Unit is a partnership between the City Sheriff's Office and the Liquor License Board to increase public safety and enforce alcoholic beverage laws in areas like Fells Point and Federal Hill. Maryland Senate President Bill Ferguson says the unit represents a critical step in addressing community nuisances and advancing proactive neighborhood-focused policing. Creation of the specialized unit comes after Governor Westmore signed the measure into law a couple weeks ago, and it will take effect October 1st. Coming right up, it's Stein on Sports.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. You know that I support our president, Donald Trump, 100% to lead and to guide our great nation towards prosperity. Now, we all want prosperity, especially during our retirement years. Now, would you like a retirement income that's free from all the worries, the ups and downs of Wall Street? If so, you might want to meet our friend Rod Barrowy. He's with Safe Retirement Solutions. Now, Rod believes in safety and certainty in retirement income planning. His goal is not to make you rich, but to help to make sure that you don't wind up poor in your retirement. I think you want to maximize your Social Security, right? Your IRAs, your Medicare supplements, your 401ks. Why don't you meet with Rod and his team in Annapolis or Towson? Just call 410-266-1120 or on the web at saferetirementsolutions.com. Now, retirement planning is a huge, big, important deal. You don't need to go it alone. Just call 410-266-1120.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 705 Sports is brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Farnan and Dermer, keeping you cool all summer long. Birds had a 3-0 lead at Camden Yards last night, but the Cardinals stormed back with 2 in the 4th and 3 in the 5th. All off left-hander Cade Povich and the Redbirds prevail. 6-4 was the final. Baltimore leaving 10 on base, hitting just 3 for 17 with runners in scoring position. After the game, Povich was asked on where it went wrong.
Stop keeping the ball down. I think first three innings, I did a great job of
that, mixing stuff. And then just too many pitches that were high and easy for them to hit.
The left-hander's ERA now up to 5.29 on the year. His record has fallen to 1-4. The Birds are off today. The White Sox are in town tomorrow for, you guessed it, for a battle between the two worst teams in the American League. Ravens head coach John Harbaugh at the mic yesterday in Owings Mills, pressed on the nature of what the team has termed a football decision. That is the release of Justin Tucker.
And like we said, it's multi-layered, it's complicated, but you've got to, in the end, it all backs up, it all comes back to what you have to do to get ready for your team to play the first game. And I think if you step back and you take a look at all the issues and all the ramifications, you can understand that, you know, we've got to get our football team ready, and we've got to have a kicker ready to go.
Sixth-round pick Tyler Loop and undrafted free agent John Howland competing for the job. And finally, sad news from the world of college football. A Baylor University football player has died. Defensive lineman Alex Foster died yesterday following a shooting in Greenville, Mississippi. Alex Foster was 18 years old. Coming up in 30 minutes, another ESPN host issuing a mea culpa. And that is Stein on Sports.
Since 1902, Farnan and Dermer has been Maryland's trusted name in HVAC. Family owned for five generations, they're the comfort guys that you can count on. Like with a $99 AC tune-up with a no-breakdown guarantee. If you need a new system, how about 0% financing for up to 60 months and rebates up to $7,000? Call 410-367-7777 or visit acbaltimore.com. And don't forget to tell them Gary told me to call. Farnan and Dermer, keeping Maryland comfortable for over 120 years.
From Bel Air to Glen Burnie to Fort McHenry and the Star-Spangled Banner, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Welcome back. This is The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Boy, she was smoking out. Miami Sound Machine fell off a stage, and that kind of changed her attitude toward dancing on stage, unfortunately. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Good morning. Hour number two. Yes.
I want to make a quick... Please, who's singing this? Because I don't know who it is.
It's Gloria...
Oh, is that Estevan?
Estevan, oh, okay. And Miami Sound Machine, yeah.
Well, from... And she was a good-looking woman. Oh, from,
still is. Just the way she could move on stage. Latin women, because of culture. Every culture has a different style of dance. Latin women in this country have a particular sense of a limberness, whether that comes from generations of various very, very fluid, very limber movements, culturally or not, I don't know, but boy, she could move on stage, sing like a son of a gun. A great group. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
How am I like to talk about Latin women, because I'll leave it at
Traveling Wilburys, Miami Sound Machine.
I will say, to take it back for a little bit more thing.
Just one more thing. Gloria Estevan had much better legs than George Harrison. Okay, now it's your turn.
Well, before the break, I was making a point. It's a very, and you were as well, a very serious issue, especially when it regards to race. And I mentioned reparations. It is so detrimental to the future of this state of Maryland, and you, in terms of this discussion about reparations, and I was mentioning about looking backwards instead of forward. It's divisive. It does nothing to address the actual problems that Marylanders face, nor black Marylanders by you. But I want to make the point, the governor just said a couple days ago that he vetoed the bill. I agree. But then he goes on to say that the time for more studies has passed, and it's time for concrete action. Well, Bruce, what more action could Marylanders face than how about electing a black governor? Well, they did that.
Yeah.
How about the General Assembly electing a black speaker? We've done that.
Right.
How about the people of Maryland electing a black attorney general? We've done that.
Mm-hmm.
How about the General Assembly appointing a black treasurer? How about the General Assembly having a legislative black caucus that has the most influence on the entire legislative body of Maryland? So enough is enough is enough of the looking backwards and bringing up things like reparation. Let's go forward. You're absolutely represented in the state of Maryland when it comes to politics. We need to come together. We need to create business and economic opportunity and a state that everybody can thrive. And this idea in the racial politics, it has to stop in this country and in this state, yeah, especially.
Well said. And one of the other things that I would add to that, if I could, is I just don't know how it's practical How do you decide what percentage of what dollars go to what individuals? You say your family came here probably in the 19-teens, 1920s, maybe the
somewhere early, around there.
Somewhere around there, in the early part of last century. All right? My family came here way early. One of my ancestors fought directly for George Washington. So wow. We've been here for a while. My wife's family came here. Her mom was a Holocaust survivor. They came here post-World War II. There, of the three of us, maybe there's a legitimate claim on my family, but you guys had nothing to do with this. I mean, you had nothing to do with this. Italians were treated rather shabbily when they came to this country, as were the Irish when they came to this country.
Chinese.
American Jews post-World War II. We turned away the St. Louis prior to World War II. The Democrat president did. Roosevelt did. It was full of Jews who wanted to get the hell out of Europe, and they were turned away because we didn't want them here. So to what degree do these various ethnic groups even have a stake in this? So first you have to figure out who's actually liable, and then who receives what portion of the money. If indeed there's somebody who has a white grandparent and a black grandparent, and the other two are both black, well, does that mean they get one quarter payment? I mean, I just do not know how this is a practical proposal. It's like trying to unscramble eggs. I mean, I just don't know how one does it. All right? Move on. 713, Talk Radio 680, WCBM, traffic and weather on the threes. It's Chuck Whitaker.
We're looking live at the JFX, and this morning, with no rain, we're good. Ruxton Road through the city-county line, and from there into the ramps downtown, nothing major. Even the Beltway for right now, nothing out of the ordinary. It's a little bit slow in spots on the Parkville side through Green Spring and down the west side, but really, overall, I just looked at it from 795 down through Frederick Road. We're doing okay on the southwest side. It looks good coming up from I-97 on the Beltway and up towards the VW Parkway. There is a new wreck in Howard County, some lane blockage. It's a local wreck. It's on Cedar Lane just off the intersection at Route 32. The backups are there. Delays are coming south at both the harbor tunnels. We're in the range between 20 and 25 minutes with the heavy traffic southbound, both on 895 and 95, trying to get into the Fort McHenry Tunnel. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Thank you, Chuck. Mostly cloudy today. Could see some sun out at times. Should be between 75 and 78 degrees. Isolated thunderstorms possibly starting this evening, though. More rain tomorrow. So the temps will be going back down again for tomorrow. Highs probably in the upper 60s tomorrow. Right now, Middle River has 54 degrees and Hunt Valley has 58 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. It's 7:15 on a Thursday morning. Time once again for a mega movement update.
From this moment on, America's decline is over. For American citizens, January 20th, 2025 is Liberation Day.
Well, the battle is now in the U.S. Senate for the big, beautiful bill. The president has weighed in. Speculation is that he's going to have to do more than just weigh in now. He may have to be very actively involved in lobbying various senators in order to get this thing done. One senator has already come out and said, basically, I'm not voting for this thing. That's Rand Paul. He's just not going to. I will talk more about that later on. But there are other senators who have real reservations about some parts of the bills, particularly reservations about the SALTA deduction being quadrupled, it seems to me, between the state and local tax adjustment, which means that blue states can tax their citizens more highly and get away with it because they get the deduction back on the other end, which rewards profligate spending at the state level. Hello, Maryland, are you listening? But at any rate, what the president said yesterday was that in the Senate, just as in the House, the Republicans are going to need every single vote possible.
Number one, we have to get a lot of votes. We can't be cutting. You know, we need to get a lot of support, and we have a lot of support. We had to get it through the House. The House was, we have no Democrats. You know, if it's up to the Democrats, they'll take the 65% increase. You know, if that doesn't get approved, this country is going to have a 65% increase in taxes and lots of other problems, big problems, almost bigger than that.
Yeah, the thing about this, a 65% increase, what's he talking about? Well, the Trump tax cuts from the first administration are going to expire. they were a 65% tax deduction. The taxes went down. If they expire, we go back up to the old tax rates, and guess what? Get ready to get screwed.
Tremendous amounts of benefit are going to the middle-income people of our country, low and middle-income people of our country. So we're going to see what happens, because the Senate, as you know, is negotiating with us, and they have to then go back to the House, and, you know, it's got a way to go. But I have to say, Speaker Johnson and John Thune have done an incredible job.
One of the interesting things about this is the Democrats are going to say, oh, all the benefits are going to the rich people, because they're going to look at raw numbers. They're going to say, well, this guy makes $500,000 a year, and he is getting a 7% increase, and this guy is making $20,000 a year. He's getting a 7% increase or decrease, whatever the case might be. They're equal numbers. That's not fair. Rich people should pay more. That's really a side issue. There are those of us who believe in things like the flat tax. Fine. Well, tax us all the same amount. Give me around 10 minutes to fill out my income tax form every April, and we'll be done with it. Just tell me you owe 17.9347%, period. Everybody does. And just move on. But that's a very different argument for a very different kind of day.
Tremendous amounts of benefit are going to the middle-income people of our country, low and middle-income people of our country. So we're going to see what happens, because the Senate, as you know, is negotiating with us, and they have to then go back to the House, and, you know, it's got a way to go. But I have to say, Speaker Johnson and John Thune have done an incredible job.
They have done an incredible job, and that they have. That's the President of the United States.
And he's making a point there for the middle class. I mean, no taxes on tips, no taxes on overtime pay. I think cars made in America, for example.
Right.
And I understand. Like, listen, well, one vote, I think, is all it passed by. One
yeah.
single vote. And everybody, we can argue. You have an entire Democrat Party that's willing to do nothing, zero, to try to help,
it's
right?
It is to their political benefit.
Yes. And on the Republican side, you have a divide. You're going to have more of the conservative wing, and then, of course, more moderate ring from, which doesn't help, but exactly from New York, New Jersey, these high tax states where SALT, for example, the state and local income tax means a lot more to them. So this bill, it's never going to be perfect, but Trump is in a very difficult position. There is so much good, though, in this bill. I mean, 1 million illegal aliens a year, I believe this bill looks to get rid of. How do you put a price tag on that?
Well,
Cutting and fixing Medicaid.
The drain on our economy from those illegals is substantial. The benefits of having full-time American workers or people who are legal in this country working at jobs, earning a decent wage rather than having somebody work under the table and shipping the money back to Guadalajara.
$800 billion in Medicaid that are basically waste. It's not cuts, waste. I mean, you could go one. Is it perfect? Sure, it's never going to be perfect. But when you only have one vote, two votes that you can possibly lose to get something passed that has about 8 to 10 things on your wish list, that is about as good as you're going to get in the U.S. Congress.
It was Otto von Bismarck who once said there are two things you don't want to watch. You don't want to watch sausage being made or laws being made. And we are seeing that, of course. We don't know what the final bill is going to be. For example, I know that an awful lot of Republicans, and I'm not happy about it, are unhappy about what seems to be happening with Social Security. Initially, we were said there can be no taxes on Social Security. Now, I think you have some minor benefit around the edges, $4,000 or $5,000 around the edges that gets to be deducted. I don't know if that's 1 year or multi-year. So there are those things. I also am not particularly comfortable with raising the debt limit again. I don't like this, but the prospect of a stimulus in the economy is far preferable to me than a 65% tax increase.
Yeah, and it's interesting when they talk about this is going to increase the debt. Well, yeah, we do spend a ton, but some of this debt comes from the fact that the money is going back into the people via these tax cuts, which hopefully it'll be into more money being spent, more money being invested. I mean, we saw what happened with Trump's first term. A lot of these big businesses, because of some of these cuts, what do?
Huge
hiring sprees,
yeah.
Investment, spending. So, I mean, yes, it's going to create some more of a deficit. However, unlike the state of Maryland, who was plugging a deficit, this deficit, some of it is being caused by the fact that more money, instead of going into the federal government, it's actually going into the hands of the people that are working to create that wealth.
721, and that is your mega movement update.
We will not be conquered. We will not be intimidated. We will not be broken.
and we will not fail. From this day on, the United States of America will be a free, sovereign, and independent nation. We will stand bravely, we will live proudly, we will dream boldly, and nothing will stand in our way because we are Americans. The future is ours, and our golden age has just begun.
It's Baltimore's biggest night for freedom, faith, and the future. Join the Baltimore City Republican Party for the 2025 Lincoln Reagan Douglas Dinner, Friday, June 27th at the Best Western on O'Donnell Street, just off I-95. Hear from national conservative voice Armstrong Williams, author, commentator, and co-owner of the Baltimore Sun. Enjoy an American Legion color guard, sing God Bless America, and start the night off with our exclusive VIP reception. Then the evening kicks off into high gear with dancing and a live DJ. Don't miss Maryland's premier GOP event. Tickets at BaltimoreDinner.com.
Are you looking for weekly updates about the economy, the stock market, or hearing about wealth planning topics? If so, tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 9:20 a.m. for the Morning Market Flash featuring Tim Herb, Senior Vice President and Financial Advisor at RBC Wealth Management. For immediate questions, call us at 855-360-VIEW. That's 855-360-VIEW. RBC Wealth Management, a division of RBC Capital Markets, LLC. Registered investment advisor and member, NYSE FINRA SIPC.
Attention small business owners. Imagine cutting your overhead and putting more cash in your pocket. Whether you're a restaurant owner, hairdresser, doctor, lawyer, run a spa, HVAC company, or an electrician, your small business has untapped value. Bank the value of your expertise and spend it on what your personal or business needs. Why pay cash for products and services when you can trade your downtime and excess inventory? Barter Saves works with and helps thousands of local business owners in Maryland, D.C., Virginia, and surrounding areas. Visit bartersaves.com today or call 800-9-BARTER and turn what you already have into everything you need.
Latest headlines are just minutes away at 30 past the hour. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
723 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes all morning. Once again, Chuck Whitaker.
There's a problem now on the inner loop at Bel Air Road. Looks like two vehicles, and the one's banged up pretty good here on the inner loop. Right now, there is a wrecker hooked up to the one that's banged up against the guardrail. Only the left-hand lane is getting by. It's right under the bridge at Bel Air Road. Hopefully, they'll get this lane open, but in the meantime, we're going to back up very quickly now back towards Hartford Road. When you get to the bridge at Putty Hill, get as far left as you can. The outer loop is kind of looking at it, but it's under the bridge, so they can't really see it that well, but there's a little bit of a backup there as you're traveling on the outer loop. But the big delays right now on the inner loop. That local wreck, Howard County, could be a problem if you're traveling Cedar Lane just off the area at Route 32. Heavy delays and heavy traffic southbound at both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
This traffic report is brought to you by Jim Barbie. Since 2004, family-owned Jim Barbie Automotive in White Marsh has delivered top diagnostics and repairs using dealer-quality parts and ASE-certified technicians that guarantee results. Call 410-335-8848 or visit jimbarbieautomotive.com. Jim Barbie Automotive, where quality doesn't cost, it pays off.
Mostly sunny today, or a couple of clouds possible. Could see some sun, particularly this afternoon. High between 75 and 78, I'll take it. Isolated thunderstorms possible starting this evening. More rain tomorrow. Tomorrow's high around 68. Right now, Reisterstown has 55 degrees. Parkville has 56. On Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Steve is in Reisterstown. Steve, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, guys. I hate to bust your bubble, but everybody's getting blown smoke up their butts with this bill. If you think that adding $5 trillion, unfunded $5 trillion, when we're already in debt, is a good thing, I got some land I want to sell you 10 miles off the coast of Florida. I mean, this is an absolute embarrassment to the Republican and Mr. Trump. I mean, I'm an ultra-conservative, been doing this, and I've often said unfunded means they're going to tax you at one point.
Yeah.
You
agree?
Yeah.
Yep, I do. And as I just noted, I'm not happy about that increase in the debt ceiling. I think we should be going in the other direction. It's a matter of balance. And I think the balance is not going to come out to make me happy. But if on balance they bring more benefits than detriments, I'm going to swallow hard and say, okay, let's move forward.
And this lets the Democrats in with every excuse in the world. I mean, I'm pro-capitalist, but this is a capitalist bill. All the big wigs get together, the 50 most rich people in the world, and they're going to make billions off of this and not do anything on Social Security, Medicare, tax on tips. You know, the working stiff is getting left behind again and going to let the Democrats in 2 years because they can't get crap done. It's just infuriating that nobody's really looking at the truth here.
Well, wait a minute. Now, I do believe that you have reforms coming in Medicaid, rather substantial reforms. I do believe Medicare is just off limits. This continues to be the third rail of American politics. You just don't screw with it, and they're not going to. And as far as some of the others, the president is sensitive to the working man and a working woman, and the middle class and lower class will benefit more from the lack of additional taxes that would come onto their backs otherwise. One of the difficult things politically, of course, and look, I just observe this. I really am not firm on any of this stuff, but one of the difficult things politically is you have an off-year election coming up next November. You know, it's going to be very soon. We're going to be facing an off-year election, and if they don't get this done now, then the last 2 years of the Trump administration are going to be run by the Democrats.
Absolutely. That's my point. Get something done. Stand together. Cut the unfunded debt is always a tax. Anyhow, thanks so much.
Listen, thanks for your point of view. I appreciate you taking the time. 410-WCBM-680.
I understand his point, but, I mean, again, I want to reiterate some of the positives here that it's not all just negative. I mean, look at you talking about the middle class getting stiff. So no taxes on tips, no taxes on American cars, no taxes on overtime. The standard deduction increases significantly. I mean, that's middle class right there for people. You have this issue of $800 billion in reduced spending for the Medicaid program. That's money being saved right back into the cost.
That's a billion with a B, not a million, right?
That's almost $1 trillion of waste going on there. You have on this issue of illegal immigration, it says that the proposed bill will include removing 1 million illegal immigrants annually and housing up to 100,000 people in detention centers, meaning getting the criminals off the streets. Now, you are paying for the price, and I agree with it, of the dome, for example. I mean, there's $25 billion in the Iron Dome. There's things in this bill, and again, the hope is that these tax cuts will ultimately lead to more revenue down the line. I mean, what is that, like
the only way you can get out of this kind of financial hole is to grow the economy. The other choice is to devalue the currency. And that really bluntly is what it comes down to. Either you tell people, or you don't tell them, you just do it, that all of a sudden their dollar is now worth 62 cents. In which case, yeah, we're out of the hole, but we don't have as much effective spending power as we had before. Or you grow the economy so that there are more people working and more people paying taxes of any kind. The idea of lowering the taxes is to encourage people to get to work so that they do pay some taxes. In toto, the idea, more taxes from more people at a lower rate leaves us with a benefit.
Yeah, man, let's be honest. And let's not forget. I mean, remember when Donald Trump just yesterday, I believe, said that he's not happy about certain aspects of this bill, but he's thrilled about other aspects, unfortunately. And I absolutely love the work, and he has proven not only an incredible businessman, but a patriot, that Elon Musk is, and the amount of risk that he has put his life in by doing the things he's done. But he doesn't have the responsibility of governing.
Right.
The president does.
7:30 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Coming up in the next half hour, choose your fake news. If you would like to pick up something really marvelous, make sure you take a moment right now to write down the moment, number 410-WCBM-680, and around 15 minutes from right now, you have a chance to pick it up. It's time for news, and Julie Ryder.
Good morning. The prosecution and defense have rested their cases in the trial of a teenager charged with killing a classmate inside of Joppatown High School last year. Closing arguments are set today in the trial of 16-year-old Jalen Prince, who's being tried as an adult for the September 2024 murder of 15-year-old Warren Grant. On Wednesday, Prince took the stand in his own defense, saying the gun went off accidentally and he did not mean to kill Grant. Prince testified that Grant was the aggressor in a fight over a girl. Laurel police have arrested a 16-year-old who's allegedly linked to more than 100 thefts from vehicles. Police say when the teen was arrested, he had keys to a stolen vehicle that was used in the crimes, along with keys to 25 other vehicles and several stolen items. Investigators are working to identify the owners of the stolen property and return their belongings. Laurel police worked with partner police agencies in Anne Arundel, Howard, and Prince George's counties. City police have arrested a suspect in a Southwest Baltimore murder. Police say 22-year-old repeat violent offender Tamal Johnson was involved in the Mother's Day killing of 23-year-old Tanaya Gray on Mountwood Road. Warrant apprehension detectives and U.S. Marshals arrested Johnson last week, and he's been charged with first and second degree murder, conspiracy, and firearm offenses. Johnson is held without bail. Maryland's Attorney General has joined a lawsuit against the Trump administration in an effort to restore National Science Foundation funding. In April, the NSF began terminating projects focused on increasing the participation of women, minorities, and people with disabilities in STEM fields, and in May, it began to cap indirect costs. Attorney General Brown and 15 other attorneys general say the cuts violate the Administrative Procedure Act. And coming right up, we take a check of traffic plus the Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast.
I'm Dr. Melissa Segev, one of the doctors and owners of Audiology Associates. Our group of doctors has been providing hearing and balance care in Maryland for over 35 years. Audiology Associates has grown to include 11 offices throughout Maryland, including the Eastern Shore, Annapolis, Baltimore City, and Baltimore County. The past 35 years have shown advancements in every scientific field, and this includes how we as audiologists treat patients with ringing in the ears, also known as tinnitus. 85 million Americans suffer from tinnitus, and it is the number one disability experienced by our returning soldiers. Tinnitus is a constant sound in the ears that no one else can hear, and it can occur as a wide range of sounds. However, it is now treatable. If you suffer from tinnitus, let one of our doctors evaluate you and develop a treatment plan. Call our main number, 410-944-3100, or visit our website at aaiaudiology.com to make an appointment. Your initial consultation is covered by almost all insurance plans. So call 410-944-3100 when silence is not golden.
Your lottery numbers from last night, the pick 3, 6, 9, 0, and the pick 4, 5, 3, 8, 4. Now, traffic and weather on the threes. Here's Chuck Whitaker.
All right, so the wreck on the inner loop at Bel Air Road, which was under the bridge at Bel Air Road, has cleared, and there's a slow recovery there now for the traffic eastbound from Hartford Road. At least it's now going through there without any lane blockage. They might be on the shoulder just beyond that, so heads up. But everybody's at least getting through again with all three of the travel lanes open, and we'll keep an eye on it. Slow recovery east of Hartford Road. The west side outer loop is busy, and that's the normal delay, 795 down through Frederick Road. JFX is busy at the city-county line. We're still in the area of about a 20 to 25-minute delay with the heavy traffic stop-and-go moving south at both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
For the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. We're tracking drier conditions for your Thursday, starting off with temperatures in the 50s. We'll definitely be warmer for the afternoon, possibly some pockets of sunshine, highs in the mid to upper 70s. Isolated thunderstorm possibility as we get into Thursday night with more rain on the way Friday. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
100 years of making the most out of a million priceless moments. Then, now, always. Erie Insurance.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 735 Sports is brought to you by Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialist. Orioles and Cardinals last night in the rain at Camden Yards. Birds had leads of 3-0 and 4-2, but unfortunately, it unraveled in the fifth.
Starting last inning.
Swing, fly ball, hit well toward right, at the track, at the wall. That baby's gone. Brendan Donovan, you are the father of Mr. Povich. Cardinals take the lead. It's 5-4.
Not sure what that's all about, but the call was courtesy of the FanDuel Sports Network in St. Louis. Donovan's shot off Cade Povich would be the difference, and the red-hot Redbirds would tack on another for a 6-4 win over Baltimore. It sends the Orioles 17 under on the season, 16 back in the American League East. Baltimore failing again with runners in scoring position. 3-17 last night, now 4-31 in the last two losses. Manager Tony Mancelino on why.
That bullpen that they got, and I think you guys see it, that's a heck of a bullpen. It's a really good baseball.
Second time in two nights that Mancino has deflected to the opponent's bullpen when asked about the O's failings at the plate. Ravens tight end Mark Andrews was at the mic yesterday in Owings Mills, saying he'll use last year's mistake against Buffalo as fuel for the upcoming season.
As somebody, this is my life. I put a lot of work into this, and everything I do is kind of focused on that. Everything I think about is focused on that, and so it wasn't the way that I'd planned it, and but that's ball. Part of the story.
The Ravens tight end Mark Andrews. NHL, the Panthers back in the Stanley Cup for the third consecutive season, 5-3 over the Hurricanes last night. NBA OKC in the NBA final for the first time in 13 years, 124-94 over the Timberwolves. NBA MVP Shai Gilgeous-Alexander with his 11th 30-point game in 16 postseason games. Great video on YouTube this morning of Caitlin Clark signing hundreds of autographs for young girls last night at CFG Bank Arena, but once the game started, there was no Caitlin Clark. The league's marquee draw sitting out last night's game with a quad injury. The Mystics taking advantage, beating the Fever 83-79. And on that note, a mea culpa, ESPN analyst and former WNBA player Chinne Ogwumike apologizing for remarks on the WNBA's probe into alleged racist comments from fans directed at Baltimore's Angel Reese during a Chicago Sky game at Indiana. The time now is 7:37. When we return, your favorite baseball memory.
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
Bruce, you're probably a little bit older than me. I'm not exactly sure. But I think we're of the same...
I'm forever young.
But we're of the same general generation. And Julie and Nina, you can obviously chime in as well. Yeah. But I was just thinking the other day, I was just driving, favorite baseball memories when you were a kid. For me personally, the two favorite ones that I remember both revolve around home runs. My top memory was Hank Aaron hitting number 715 Al Downing, I think, was the pitcher. It was on a Monday night. It was Monday Night Baseball. And the second was Carlton Fisk's home run in the World Series against the Cincinnati Reds in 1975 when he was waving that thing to the foul pole, waving it to the foul pole, and it hit the foul pole. They end up winning the game in extra innings but losing the series to the Reds in the next game. So just curious about your memories.
I have one flash memory. You can give me the name very quickly. I can't remember who it was. So it seems to be pitched much of a game with red blood all over his
head. No, it was Curt Schilling in the World Series.
Yeah, I mean, to
me, Boston Red Sox.
Phenomenal moment just right there, indicating what a competitor he was. Second is general memory. For me, baseball growing up was at a summer home we had in the middle of Wisconsin, my parents had. And I'd sit up on a rise and listen to WGN radio, which was a clear channel, 50,000 watts out of Chicago, and listen to the Cubs games. Or go up in the evening and listen then to WOL of New Orleans or something else. There's sort of the kind of radio associated as well. But just that whole phenomenon of being able to sit someplace and hear. I'd rather hear a ball game or be there than watch it.
Hearing a ball game back in the day was terrific.
If I had time, I'd come up with my overall baseball, but personal baseball, Cal Ripken home run at his last All-Star game, I'll never forget.
Oh, yeah.
I'm all minor Orioles, but and then number two, I remember being at Cal's like second to last game. Of course, the 2-1, 3-1 game.
Yeah,
right.
All Ripken related. I mean, that's just the ones I remember most.
Absolutely.
In all fairness, you're kind of a fanboy.
Yeah.
Well, in all fairness, he's a little younger than us, too.
I was a kid when, I mean, sorry for listening, Cal, you're not that old, but those are my childhood memories of baseball, Cal Ripken.
Well, yes. And Julie's favorite memory was next week. So, yeah.
You know what? I'm gonna have to look this up. That thing you talk about, Schilling with the bloody sock, I'm not sure if that happened in the World Series. I think it may have happened in the playoffs.
I just remember the sock.
Oh, yeah, definitely happened.
Sock.
Yeah, I'm going to check when it happened, but that's a good one.
Super. It's at 7:40 right now. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. And some of the headwinds the Republicans are running into with what they call the Big Beautiful Bill are coming from Democrat voices, young and old. Some of them have held positions in previous Democrat administrations. For example, Robert Reich, who says that the reason Trump was elected was to help out the working guy.
He was elected
because many Americans, particularly working class Americans, felt the prices were too high, the economy was not working for them. Now, it's going to be a major magic show for him and for his Republican acolytes in the House and Senate to try to sell both the tariffs and also this extraordinary budget if it gets through the Senate.
Yeah, well, something will get through the Senate, or at least so I believe something will get through the Senate in a timely manner, because there's a huge political necessity for the Republicans to get something through. They'll be able to call the big, beautiful bill. But Reich goes on to say that it's big and beautiful in Reich's contention only for the rich.
Robbing, essentially, from the poor and working class, Medicaid, Veterans Administration, all kinds of nutrition assistance, in order to provide the wealthy, the super wealthy, a great big fat tax cut. Another big tax cut, such as like the first one he delivered, that generates a debt for the United States of $4.8 trillion of debt. And now, this is going to be an interesting experiment.
Yeah, well, of course, part of his argument there is based on falsehoods. The cuts in Medicaid are to waste, fraud, and abuse, and people getting Medicaid who should not be getting Medicaid. Illegal aliens, for example, are on $1.5 million, I think. I mean, it's huge money. It goes just to illegals. And the VA, well, the VA is in the process of continual reform. One hopes they eventually get it all right, but administration after administration after administration. There are another ways. They're always finding a brand new way to screw up. It's whether it's chipping paint in the VA hospital rooms, or it's lack of service or lack of access. They always seem to find a new way of screwing the veteran. And this is not any administration. This is a bureaucracy that has to be gutted and rebuilt.
And he talked about cuts that go to billionaires. Those tax cuts are going back, money going back into the people's hands to spend. Another point when we come back.
743 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM, traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, one of those millionaires and billionaires, he just sits there and says, yep, that's my Bentley, and yep, that's my Lotus Esprit, and yep, oh, this is the real car I drive. Nice Yugo. Chuck Whitaker, good morning.
We've only had a little more glue to finish putting them together.
Really?
Fine. You know.
Yes. He's spent too much sniffing the goo rather than putting it on the bottom.
The problem is my hair stands on my head after about 2 hours of doing it, you know. I picked the bad time to stop sniffing glue.
Well-ventilated room, Chuck. That's a clue.
Oh, is that the answer? Yeah. I thought it was in a broom closet. I didn't know. We're brought to you as a service of Bernie's Automotive, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. Nothing major through Annapolis, that area from the Bay Bridge to the Severn River Bridge over towards I-97. No problems, but your morning backup is here, I-97 southbound, right at the merge at Route 32, and then after the bridge at 178. That goes away. Some fog in the area, but the traffic is moving all the way down to the ramps at 50. Now, on the Beltway, we had problems earlier. Inner loop at Bel Air Road, that's still recovering. The outer loop is slow from Parkville to Towson. The inner loop at Green Spring, and the west side, off and on, it's been 795 down through Frederick Road. 20 to 25 minute delays continue southbound at both the harbor tunnels, and the early morning construction, which went away for a while, is now back, and they're blocking the right lane in Harford County, northbound 95 at Route 24, doing construction in the middle of the rush hour. Just unbelievable what it's been said before. Summer driving can be hard on your vehicle, so at Bernie's Automotive, get your vehicle ready by checking your tires, belts, hoses, coolant, and more. Stop by today at Bernie's Automotive, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Mostly it's cloudy today. I could see some sun out at times. A high around 78 degrees today. Isolated thunderstorms possible starting this evening, and more rain tomorrow. Right now, Middle River, 54 degrees. Hunt Valley, right now, you're looking at 58 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. And yeah, once again, guess what, folks? It's time to see if we can fool you, stump you, make you choose which story is fake news. We do have a contestant on the line with us. That's Steve in Abingdon. Steve, good morning. Thanks very much for being with us.
Good morning to you.
Good morning to you, sir, and good luck to you, because this is a whale of a prize. We managed to give it away yesterday, and I'll do it again today. Should you win today, would you correctly choose the fake news out of the three stories I'm going to give you? You end up with the two tickets to a marvelous event. You get to go to the Hayfields Country Club in Hunt Valley, and this is next Friday the 6th. Right, $125 a ticket is the value of these things. It is the O'Dwyer Wine Night. Sip, swirl, savor your way through the elegant evening of fine wines, delicious hors d'oeuvres, great company. $125 per tasting, food, and access to first class wine experience. All support of the O'Dwyer Retreat Center. So good luck to you. They're a great cause, and I got to tell you, I'm going to do my very best to help you see if you can choose the correct answer today. Are we ready?
Beautiful.
You want to go first, second, third, or fourth, sir?
I'm going to go fourth. I need the wisdom of everybody on the board. I haven't been doing too good here lately.
Go forth, Steve. Okay. Or go forth, young man, or go west, whatever. All right.
Story. You to shut up.
I can't. I'm doing the bit. All right. I can't. I just can't do it. Thank God I don't
sleep. Wait till Sean comes back.
Oh, well, really? You're going to rat me out, are you? Well, you're a guy. Yes, we understand.
I'm going to call him right after this.
Yes, I'm sure you will. He'll love getting the call. Because right now, he's doing nothing, you know. By this time of the week, he's exhausted watching two grandchildren 24-7.
Yes, I'm aware. All right, go ahead.
Story number one. A woman, her name is Christy Crampton, decided to haul off and slap a kid as she was getting off of an airplane. She faces felony child abuse charges after smacking a child on an airplane. Apparently, the child was called her fat and then referred to her as Miss Piggy before she began to hit him. The woman was not associated with the child. She just didn't like being referred to in that fashion, so she walloped the kid. She was abusing him, and she has now been charged with felony child abuse because of this. This is at the Sanford Airport, and examined by People magazine. Crampton was detained by police after the outburst that occurred on an Allegiant Airlines flight. I was headed to Hagerstown, by the way, where, I mean, she threw the whole balance of the plane off.
I'm sure. Dragged the tail on takeoff.
It's a second story. A woman, and this is in Washington, D.C., she was at the Hilton Garden Hotel in Washington, D.C., Northwest, and she has now been charged with throwing bottles of alcohol at hotel staff while nude. Now, my first question, because I misread the sentence, was, what were all the staff doing nude? But that's not what that meant. She was nude. They were dressed.
Yeah, the comma was in the wrong place.
Yeah, apparently. Yeah. I mean, really, punctuation is so important. So she was arrested after police say she stripped down to the hotel, began to throw bottles of alcohol at people. When the police arrived, she was sitting cross-legged on top of a high top. Imbibing from one bottle and tossing it to some other people, tossing other bottles at people as they walked by. And story number three, a shooting on a South Carolina charter boat left 11 people injured, and then the miscreants tossed the entire thing overboard, tossed the gun overboard. That has led to new legislation being proposed in South Carolina that will require anyone carrying a handgun or a weapon of any kind onto a flotation device, a public vehicle on water, be required to attach it to a flotation device. So that they, if they're thrown in the water, the evidence can quickly be recovered. And there'll be a charge if you do not do this. So basically, think of it as a tiny, tiny little, you know, life belt around your 45. Okay.
Okay.
Our legislature is hard at work. So, is it story number one? Woman arrested? She got called fat. Woman arrested. Another woman arrested story. Because she was in cross-legged, stark naked in the middle of a hotel, heaving bottles of alcohol to passersby. Or a shooting on a South Carolina charter boat, leaving 11 injured, and they're now going to require tiny flotation devices on every handgun taken on board. We're going to start this time with Nino.
I made a joke. I didn't realize Hagerstown even had an airport.
They do, yeah.
I'm going with number three. I think the story's true, but the part about the guns is false.
Story number three, to you, Ms. Ryder.
I think number one's fake news.
Number one is fake news. All right, Julie goes for number one. Kristen.
I think, sadly, that behavior might have been true, and so I hope she gets what she deserves. And I think number two could be true as well. I'm going to agree with Nino. I think maybe if it were not South Carolina, but Maryland, some of his co-legislators would. That's how we solve the crime problem.
Yeah, exactly.
But I don't think that's true in South Carolina.
And Chuck Whitaker.
I'm going to go with Nino in part because I want a tea time at Hayfield sometime. And number two, I like him, and I assume that this number three is correct. So all of those combined, Nino, there you go.
So you're going with number three as well.
We'll get you a shot.
Right. Story number two, nobody chose. Woman arrested after reportedly throwing bottles of alcohol at a hotel guest.
What did our contestant guess?
Yeah. Of course. It's a detail, Steve. Sorry. Thanks, Julie. Steve?
All right. So, okay, let me take a stab at this. They all sound pretty fake, but I think the fakiest is number three.
All right. He goes for number three.
The fakiest.
Yeah.
I like that.
I do. I see, yeah. I wonder if you can play that in Scrabble. We'll find out. All right. Story number two. No one chose. The woman, yes, that is a true story, heaving empty bottles or half-empty bottles of alcohol to people sitting stark naked on a high top in the hotel bar. That's true. Story number one. Woman arrested and now faces felony charges. This was Julie. He chose that one. That is 100% true. I mean, her punishment will be she's going to be put on the starvation diet. I'm sorry, that was cruel. Which means it's story number three.
Nice.
Yes, story. I'm sorry.
Yeah, they can't get an ankle monitor on her.
I know.
Take her to a blacksmith.
A whole series of tiny little safety belts. Steve, you correctly chose the fake news. A shooting did take place. However, no, there's no flotation device legislation as of yet. So congratulations to you. You can pick up a couple of these great tickets.
Very nice. Right? Very nice.
So you hang on if you would. And Chuck, you chose correctly. Nino says your tea time. Actually, it's in 3 minutes, Chuck. I'm so sorry.
Very nice.
Yeah,
very
I can't
nice.
Make it.
I'll be back. Let me see if I can leave her. I guess I'm not going to make it, you know.
Okay.
Maybe I can pick it up on the back nine.
Steve, thanks. Appreciate it. We'll put you on hold. Chuck, we'll talk to you in a minute.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
At WCBM, we stand for freedom, hard work, and the businesses that keep our community strong. The local businesses that support WCBM share our values. They believe in you, just like you believe in America. So when you need a service, a product, or a meal out, support the businesses that support WCBM. Your dollars stay local, help hardworking Americans, and keep conservative talk radio alive. Check out our trusted sponsors at WCBM.com and tell them you heard them on WCBM, because when we stand together, we thrive together.
At the top of the hour, we'll keep you on top of the news on Talk Radio, WCBM AM 680 and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Traffic and weather on the threes once again on Talk Radio 680, WCBM at 753. Chuck Whitaker.
Northbound 95 in Harford County is slowing. They're doing construction right in the middle of rush hour. Northbound 76-mile marker, that's at Route 24. They blocked the right lane, and there's at least a mile backup right now on the northbound side. The inner loop of the Beltway still a bit slow. We had the wreck earlier on the inner loop under Bel Air Road, and I think the vehicles that were involved and the trooper may just be on the shoulder just beyond that, because they're still looking at something that's slowing us down as you're traveling east of the bridge at Putty Hill. Everybody else on the Beltway with the normal delays. JFX is good at the city line, and our backups and 20-minute delays still there, southbound at both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
This is Danny Manoff from Intrepid Paralegal Solutions, LLC. Join us on Saturday at 1 o'clock for Justice and Why It Matters to You, our new show to help individuals understand how the legal system works. Look forward to seeing you there.
Forecast from the Fox 45 Weather Center, mostly cloudy today, some sun out of time, a high today between 75 and 78, Glen Burnie 56, Hunt Valley 58 right now, on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. This is the Speaker of the House, Mike Johnson. we're going to address one of the lies that's being propagated by the Democrats right now. And he says this idea somehow that we're going to punish people by throwing them off of Medicaid willy-nilly is just a lie.
We are not cutting Medicaid in this package. There's a lot of misinformation out there. You got more than 1.4 million illegal aliens on Medicaid. Medicaid is not intended for non-U.S. citizens. It's intended for the most vulnerable populations of Americans, which is pregnant women and young single mothers, the disabled, the elderly. They are protected in what we're doing because we're preserving the resources for those who need it most.
Yeah, we're preserving the resources. 1.4 million illegals on Medicaid. They're not legally eligible for Medicaid. Well, are we hurting people with them by taking them off the rolls? The Democrats, you know, ignore the whole illegal alien part of the story and simply look at the raw number. And there are more.
You're talking about 4.8 million able-bodied workers, young men, for example, who are on Medicaid and not working. They are choosing not to work when they can. That is called fraud. They are cheating the system.
6.2 million individuals on Medicaid who should not be on Medicaid. Okay, now we're telling you, go out and get a job if you're on Medicaid. But you don't really have to get a job. You can be working volunteer work. You don't really have to be working volunteer work. All you really have to do is say you're looking for work. And if you get work, you don't have to work full-time. Work half-time, and we'll still give you Medicaid. How cruel can we possibly be, folks? Seriously.
Nothing to add, because you're exactly right, Bruce. But let's talk the politics that you would never have got that cut, this significant reform to one of the largest entitlement programs, probably the largest, if not for this bill. And Trump, like you said, he doesn't love everything. But that is one of the most significant cuts you'll ever see in our federal government. And it's happening.
Yeah, 6.2 million individuals between the illegal aliens and able-bodied men or women who are collecting Medicaid without doing a damn thing. I'm sorry. You shouldn't be on Medicaid. Now, this is not a horrible 100%. Right-wing idea. No. Bill Clinton did this. It was called workfare. It worked really well. Obama decided, we can't do that to people, so he removed that. And then guess what? The Medicaid rolls exploded. One more from Mike Johnson.
When people ask whether young men, for example, who are able-bodied and have no dependents should be working, everybody says yes. And that's what our package does.
Yeah, everybody should be working, or at least making a good faith attempt at it. This bill, in my mind, doesn't go far enough. I'd say either you prove that you are out there looking for work and bring us a slip from any single person you talk with, or you're working, and then you can stay in Medicare. Otherwise, don't. Now, real quickly, because I realize we're going to hit the top of the hour. You're familiar with this Macron slap story, you know, right?
Yes.
Okay. I managed to get a hold of what I am told is a little bit of the audio from what actually happened between Macron and his wife. Folks, if you're not aware of it, when they're getting off the plane, you see Macron come to the door, and then you see a slap and a shove come from off camera. It's his guy's wife. So this is audio that I guess somebody had an iPhone or something. They recorded it on board. This is what they heard.
We are so poor, we do not even have a language. Just a stupid accent.
And that's when it happened. And Macron said, oh, it's just the way French people interact with one another.
If this was a couple of years ago, I would have thought you had real audio. I'm like, wow, this is going to be something. But knowing you like I do now, I knew it was going to be something.
No, Nino, I would never.
A couple of years ago, I thought, wow, I wonder what the audio happened. Yes. What they caught behind the scenes.
I would never.
Not anymore.
No, good heavens, I would never do that. Now, coming up next half hour, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Abby Phillip over at CNN can't quite understand why it's a bad idea to give money to an organization that teaches anti-Semitism. Huh. Go figure.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM Baltimore.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason.
Some Chinese nationals studying in the U.S. may soon be shown the door. Secretary of State Rubio says their backgrounds will be scrutinized. Any students with ties to the Chinese Communist Party and who are engaged in critical areas of study will have their visas revoked.
Chinese students have seen rising rejection rates for visas in recent years amid strained U.S.-China relations, while Hong Kong says it would welcome students from all over who've been impacted by the U.S.'s changing policies.
And that's correspondent Charles Deledesma. China continues to aggressively expand its space ventures, launching an unmanned mission to collect and return samples from a pair of asteroids near Mars. The U.S. Court of International Trade has ruled against President Trump's tariffs. The White House is appealing the court's finding that Mr. Trump exceeded his authority. The administration says it's not for unelected judges to decide how to properly address a national emergency. And after granting several pardons this week, the president considering more of the same.
The president pardoned Michael Grimm, who resigned from Congress after being convicted of tax fraud. He resigned in 2015 after pleading guilty, and he served 8 months in prison. Donald Trump also signed pardons for reality TV hosts Todd and Julie Chrisley, who were convicted of conspiring to defraud banks out of more than $30 million. And the president told reporters he's considering pardoning the men convicted of conspiring to kidnap Michigan's Democratic governor, Gretchen Whitmer. Greg Clugston, the White House.
Elon Musk is leaving the Trump administration after leading DOGE, the effort to combat government waste, fraud, and abuse. Thanking the president for the opportunity to serve, Musk says the work of DOGE will continue. On Wall Street this morning, Dow futures up 170 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
If you're living with pain, see how Relief Factor can help.
I'm an artist, and I'm in my studio. I listen to the radio all day, and I'm hearing the ads about Relief Factor. And I've got pain in my neck, and it's getting worse. And I'm thinking, well, I'm going to go ahead and order this. 2 weeks later, I've got much better range of motion. If you're experiencing pain at a certain point in life, I would get Relief Factor.
Fight pain naturally with Relief Factor. Go to ReliefFactor.com and get your 3-week quick start today. Only $19.95.
At Straight Talk, we are all about no-brainers. Calling Grandma for her recipe, no-brainer. Streaming one more episode at 2 a.m., big no-brainer. Getting real unlimited data where you buy bananas, the ultimate no-brainer. Switch now and get a free Samsung Galaxy A16 5G or Moto G Power 5G 2025 with select plans. Straight Talk, real unlimited data. Available at Walmart and StraightTalk.com. Offer valid through 7/2025. Taxes and fees apply. Requires in-store activation of single-line gold unlimited plan or higher. For network management practices, visit StraightTalk.com/terms. Copyright 2025 Verizon.
Good morning. It's 8:03 with traffic and weather on the threes. Here's Chuck Whitaker.
There's a new wreck on the Capitol Beltway. It's minor, but it's in a busy spot. Outer Loop, Georgia Avenue may be crowding the right lane. So we were backed up anyway, backed up to New Hampshire Avenue and back towards 95. That's just going to add to it. Looking at the Harbor Tunnels now, actually 895 has moved down just a bit. Now right around the Erdman Avenue ramp and then slow from there going into the tunnels southbound and with the lanes open. So anywhere from 15 to 20 minutes there. 95 is heavy, and I mean it's really slow from Moravia Road down through the Fort McHenry Tunnel, and we're actually going through that area with the lanes open, and then traffic down through the area at Camden Yards at 95 and Russell Street and 395. The lanes are open right now. The Fort McHenry Tunnel backup is anywhere from 20 to 25 minutes. You'll have delays in Harford County. Road construction underway northbound 95 at Route 24. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
For the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. We're tracking drier conditions for your Thursday. Starting off with temperatures in the 50s, we'll definitely be warmer for the afternoon. Possibly some pockets of sunshine. Highs in the mid to upper 70s. Isolated thunderstorm possibility as we get into Thursday night with more rain on the way Friday. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
I'm Julie Ryder with the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center, brought to you by Vinny Steele, your home sold guaranteed. Some voters in Maryland are suing the State Board of Elections. The unaffiliated voters claim that the state funding of closed primary elections violates their constitutional rights. The Baltimore Sun said the lawsuit seeks to stop the state from using money from taxpayers in closed primary elections. Former Lieutenant Governor Boyd Rutherford is representing the five plaintiffs. The Baltimore City School System hired a consulting firm to assist in the search for a new CEO. Chicago-based Alma Advisory Group will help the Board of School Commissioners evaluating candidates based on the qualities outlined by the board and stakeholders. Community engagement will be part of the search process. Commissioners approved the contract with Alma Advisory Group earlier this week at an estimated cost of nearly $108,000. The contract for current school's CEO, Dr. Sonia Santelises, ends in June 2026, and the new CEO is expected to begin July 1st, 2026. Coming up, it's Stein on Sports.
Hi, it's Sean Casey here in studio with Maryland, Pennsylvania's real estate expert, Vinny Steele, your home sold guaranteed realty. Got a question for you, Vinny. What do you think the number one challenge home sellers face in this current real estate market?
Hey, Sean, you know the market has been strong for selling, but the biggest challenge for those that need to buy as well is trying to find the perfect home in a low inventory market, plus timing the sale of their current home with the purchase of their new home.
Now, we've talked over the years about all the different options you have available that the typical real estate agent would be clueless on.
We have several programs depending on our customers' needs, but our most popular include our exclusive trade-up program and sell today and stay for up to 12 months. All the programs are designed to help home sellers get the most amount of money within their time frame with the least amount of hassle and inconvenience.
So if you're trying to figure out how to sell and buy at the same time, call or text Vinny today, 410-709-7515, 410-709-7515, or visit VinnySteele.com.
Now, Gary Stein on Sports.
And the 805 Sports are brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Farnan and Dermer, keeping you cool all summer long. Strong start for Kate Povich last night through the first three innings, but the left-hander gave way in the middle innings as the Birds fall again to the Cardinals. 6-4 was the final. St. Louis taking the series 2-1. Povich allowing 5 runs in 4 2/3. His manager on where it went wrong for the left-hander.
I just feel like, kind of as we got in that third, fourth inning, it seemed like it didn't quite have the same life to it. Their hitters did a great job laying off some tough pitches.
And then here's Povich from his perspective after the game.
Stop keeping the ball down. I think first three innings, I did a great job of that, mixing stuff. And then just too many pitches that were high and easy for them to hit.
For the Birds, Jackson Holliday was the hitting hero with a couple of doubles and a run batted in. Cedric Mullins and Adley Rutschman were back in the lineup for Baltimore. Ravens tight end Isaiah Likely revealing yesterday what he told his teammate Mark Andrews in the offseason as a show of support for the tight end.
Don't let one play really let you forget that you're all pro Mark. I mean, everybody knows fantastic plays Mark's been making before I even got here. So I just always, you know, just shot him a text, you know, obviously to don't let one moment dwell on, you know, what you've always accomplished and what you're, you know, you're striving for in the future.
First phase of the Ravens OTAs conclude today. They will resume Tuesday, June 3rd. Coming up in 30 minutes, a Milwaukee Brewers pitcher gets pranked. And that is Stein on Sports.
When it's hot in Maryland, I've got one name I trust, Farnan and Dermer, the Comfort Guys. These folks have been keeping homes cool since 1902. That's 5 generations of family-run service that you can count on. Need same-day AC repair or a full system replacement? They've got you covered with 0% financing for 60 months and rebates up to $7,000 off select systems. And hey, tell them Gary told you to call. It might just help. Just $99 for an AC tune-up with a no-breakdown guarantee. Call 410-367-7777 or visit acbaltimore.com. From Annapolis to Catonsville, from Dundalk to Reister. Town. This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hour number three, The Morning Drive, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. As always, thank you so very much for having us in this and every single morning. We're here with you from now until 9. Kim Klasick. From 9:05 till noon, Kim Klasick live. Interesting email in from August. Actually, it's a back-to-back emails. Commenting on one of the callers earlier, he says, this guy's right. It's called socialism for the rich and capitalism for the poor. Complete BS. Well, I disagree, but we'll get to that in a minute. And here's a remainder. Middle-class benefit will be reduced the third tax bracket from 22% down to 17%. This is what's hitting a lot of the middle class in that 40,000 to 80,000 range. The first tax bracket is 10%. The second 12, and then it jumps 10, a stinking percent for the third. Yeah, refuse that to half. I'm sorry, reduce that to half, and then tell me what you're doing for the middle class. Well, as I understand, the facts on the ground are that the middle class tax burden, current tax burden, will remain about the same, or it'll be slightly less. No matter how you carve out the numbers, and of course, we're still talking about the middle of the process of the sausage being made, so we don't know quite what the final bill will be. However, let me be clear. I'm a flat taxer. I don't think there should be brackets. I think we should all pay under the idea of equal treatment under the law, which this is not. You cannot say, Julie, we're going to tax you at one rate, and Nino, because you made much more money than Julie made last year, we're going to tax you at a completely different rate, penalizing you for making more money last year. That's not equal treatment in my view. What equal treatment would be is, Julie, you pay 17.325%. Nino, you pay 17.325%, period. I mean, I realize that this is killing industry, the tax preparation industry. But my feeling is we'll be a better off and a more equal society. And everybody from dollar one goes in. There's no more, the bottom 50% of us don't pay a single dime in federal income taxes. And that bottom 50% of us get an earned income tax credit in return. So it's just a transfer of wealth. That's all that it is. Earned income. There is no earned income. They're not paying taxes, so what the hell are you giving them money back that they didn't pay you in the first place? So, no, everybody, from dollar one, you pay whatever it is. If you run a lemonade stand and you make $100 during the course of the summer, $17 to the government. That's it.
Yeah, the idea of punishing people for success is not something I think, yeah, I agree with you, and then I agree with your points. And to the emailer, I don't go as far as the first point they make. I don't agree. And the second point, yeah, I mean, it would be great to see them cut the actual individual income tax rate. With that said, I mean, increasing the standard deduction, which is what this bill, I believe, does, typically lowers taxes for many taxpayers, yes, in the middle class. Yeah. So, I mean, is it as far as the emailer, he or she, I don't remember who he said, he would like? And I would like it, what he had to say, too. But it is not hurt. This does not hurt the middle class in that regard. It is ultimately going to lead to the middle class having the ability to write off more taxes.
Yeah, and that's key. When you don't look just at the tax rate, but when you look at what they're able to deduct on their income taxes, if that more than counterbalances it, and again, we're just seeing the sausage being made. It's hard to tell what the bratwurst is going to taste like, halfway through the process. You just don't know.
You'll owe less in taxes, I mean, yeah, with the standard deduction.
And the alternative is pretty grim. The alternative is we all get a rather substantial tax increase.
And I want to point out that the governor, Wes Moore, he did something similar, and he took a lot of political credit for it. However, the difference here is you're not fixing a debt by increasing taxes and fees, at least not in my awareness. This bill is not increasing taxes on high earners. It's not increasing fees across the spectrum throughout the United States of America. It's different, obviously, state versus federal government. But it's a significant cut.
Yeah,
for people's taxes that are in the middle class.
More than significant, it is life-changing for some. You tell me I'm getting a 65% tax increase, that doesn't make me happy. And if we do nothing, that's what happens, because the old Trump tax cuts will expire. All right, but look, honest disagreement. Thanks very much for the email. Appreciate it. 813 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM, traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, it's Chuck Whitaker.
And a new wreck just in, Marriottsville Road at Wardschap. Roads, so local traffic there up in the northwestern part of the county. Heads up for that. Some data is showing some backing now, bottom end of the JFX. We have no cameras there. The cameras at Northern Parkway down at North Avenue haven't worked in 5 years, so we have no idea, other than the fact we can see the data is showing maybe a little bit slow around the Guilford Avenue ramp. Everybody else on the expressway is fine. Parkville side of the Beltway, some slowing. Not bad through Greenspring. The west side is still busy from 795 going down the hill, eventually down towards Route 40. There's still some slowing. It's the normal delay towards Annapolis, right in that area at I-97 and the ramp and the split there at Route 32. Wreck on the Capitol Beltway was on the shoulder. Outer loop at Georgia Avenue. There's a new wreck on New Hampshire Avenue just north of the Capitol Beltway that's creating some problems there. And the road work, the construction area is there, and it's taking away a lane northbound 95 at Route 24 in Harford County. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Mostly cloudy today. I could see some sun in the afternoon. A high around 75 to 78 degrees. A very pleasant day ahead of us, no matter how you slice it. Right now, you're taking a look. Still, moderate temperatures outside right now. Right now, you have Hunt Valley, 58 degrees. Downtown Baltimore, you're looking at 55. A bit cooler in the city this morning than everywhere else, which is kind of opposite the usual trend. It's 8:15, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. And time once again to find out which lefty has completely lost it or maybe just lost in the weeds. It's time for the Democrat clown car. Ladies and gentlemen, every morning at about this time, we take a moment to check out the worldview of those on the political left to see which has teetered closest or has already gone over the edge, or maybe they just don't fully understand the world around them. Here's one I think it falls into the latter category. Abby Phillip will host a show over at CNN. She's in the clown car this morning. Watch the clown car enter. Big top. Make a series of left-hand turns. Come to a full stop. And out steps Abby Phillip, who cannot understand why on earth the federal government would not be happy to send billions of dollars to Harvard University, which apparently in at least two of its schools, both public health and divinity, are teaching anti-Semitism as part of their coursework. Can't quite wrap her brain around that.
What does the research dollars have to do with the way students treat each other on campus? It doesn't have anything to do with that.
It's been long established that when you're getting federal taxpayer dollars, that there are going to be strings attached to that. It's been similar with other Democrat administrations
and
other schools, too.
So what does the university want Harvard to do?
Well, I think they probably want Harvard not to be hostile to Jewish students.
But that's not what they've said.
I think it is what Trump has said.
Yeah, I think it's the minimum expectation that when you have students in your student body who are Jewish, the very least you can expect is to have them treated decently. Now, this is, it was Reverend Niebauer, I think it was, during World War II. You know, first they came for the trade unionists, et cetera, et cetera. I think I have the guy's name right. I may not. But the idea somehow that we're not going to bother protecting that minority, well, that leads to another minority and another minority and another minority after that. Why shouldn't it be okay for college students to mock somebody who has cerebral palsy? Why shouldn't it be okay for college students to push around people who have epilepsy? They're not contributing anything to society, right? I mean, where does that curve end? It ends in a very, very ugly place. We saw it played out last century in the 1940s, beginning the late 1930s, as a matter of fact. I would rather not go down that path again. I am proud of our government if it says, no, we will not fund any institution associated with hate for another. It just makes no sense to me whatsoever. Man, guys, you have $53 billion in your endowment. Spend some of it. All right, now, if you could, Abby, please get back into the clown car and get out of here and go be confused someplace else. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. This in from Butch. I heard that the big, beautiful bill does not include any of the Doge cuts. Is that correct? If so, why not? I do know that Elon Musk is not fond of the bill. He doesn't like it because he thinks that it negates some of the stuff that Doge has done. Negates, if not removes, some of the stuff. And I understand that objection. Again, I'm not at all happy with the idea we're going to raise the debt ceiling. Every time they do that, it makes me crazy. It has to be repaid sooner or later. We've got to keep... Look, you know, for me, this is a moral issue. I have kids. I have a grandchild. You know, we hope at some point we have more grandchildren. No matter how many children and grandchildren one has, and of course, you come from a very small family. There's just you, your 147 brothers, your 2,395 cousins, and uncles and aunts. But you know, the idea is somehow that we are taking their money because they have to spend for our profligate spending. They get to pay for it. It's on them. If we don't pay back our debts, they get passed to our kids. Our kids can't possibly pay the debts. They're having trouble actually meeting the Social Security tab we're burdening them with. When Social Security began, it was 72 to 1. 72 workers, one retiree. And it was set up so that you'd die probably before you got Social Security. lifespan in the 1930s and 40s was maybe 62. You couldn't retire until age 65. You know, do the math. So that math worked. Now, it's down, I think, to 2.5 to 3 individuals working for each retiree or each person receiving benefits. That's not sustainable.
I agree with your point. And back to the Robert Reich, who was, I guess he parked the clown car for because he was driving it shortly earlier. He made the point.
Of course he's driving
was going
it
after the.
Of course he's driving it shortly.
He makes me look tall. He made the point about all these tax cuts causing these deficits. It's always been and always will be the problem of massive government spending.
Yes.
And in many cases, waste, fraud, and abuse. And, you know, again, I'm going to reiterate, I agree with what Elon Musk is trying to say. It's not a perfect bill, but Trump acknowledged that. It's not a perfect bill, but there are many good things. Taking the good with the bad, I wish we could go further. But at the same time, there is significant positives in terms of tax reform and tax relief that hopefully will help spur an economic impact, you know, over the next couple of years. But you're right, the debt ceiling issue is an issue.
This stuff, look, for me, it always sucks. I just wish they'd spend within their means. Or, you know, we don't have the ability within our families to say, you know what? I really, personally, every time I drive by it, because I live out in the country, every time I drive by it, I think, my God, Sagamore Farm is a beautiful place.
Yeah.
It's on the market, I think, for $22 million. I don't care if I ever pay the mortgage. I'm going to live there and pass along the debt to my grandchildren. It don't work that way. 821 right now, Talk Radio 680, WCBM.
James White, professional hypnotist, 410-661-1111.
Jim, you've been talking about hypnosis on WCBM for many years, and you talk about all sorts of problems that can be solved with your hypnosis, besides drinking and smoking.
Like gambling, that's a single session. PTSD, well, that's 5 sessions over 3 months. Ovarian cysts and menstrual problems for women, usually just 1 session. Taking college tests. And sports, excellent for golf, a day or two before the tournaments, tennis, archery, wrestling, too many to mention.
So you can help people quit smoking, quit drinking, quit gambling, handle stress better, and improve in sports like golf? And Rory McIlroy just won the Masters.
Well, for something like that, you want to see him a day before he does the tournament. Oh my gosh, it's fantastic.
Jim, you do it all. Tell the listeners how they can reach you.
James White, professional hypnotist. 410-661-1111. 410-661-1111.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. You know that I support our president, Donald Trump, 100% to lead and to guide our great nation towards prosperity. Now, we all want prosperity, especially during our retirement years. Now, would you like a retirement income that's free from all the worries, the ups and downs of Wall Street? If so, you might want to meet our friend Rod Barrowe. He's with Safe Retirement Solutions. Now, Rod believes in safety and certainty in retirement income planning. His goal is not to make you rich, but to help to make sure that you don't wind up poor in your retirement. I think you want to maximize your Social Security, right? Your IRAs, your Medicare supplements, your 401ks. Why don't you meet with Rod and his team in Annapolis or Towson? Just call 410-266-1120 or on the web at saferetirementsolutions.com. Now, retirement planning is a huge, big, important deal. You don't need to go it alone. Just call 410-266-1120.
The Rob Carson Show.
Hey, guys, it's Carson. Thursday on the show, a husky man in a dress claiming to be a woman is causing an uproar at a Y in San Francisco. Even liberals don't want to see man parts in women's locker rooms. And Dan Bongino is looking to Antifa attacking Christians in Seattle. Don't mess with Dan.
It's bad.
Show weekdays noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
If it were only just in San Francisco, it'd be an interesting cultural phenomenon, wouldn't it? But unfortunately, this could be in, you know, it could be in the exercise room next to you next week for all we know here. It's 823 Talk Radio 680 WCBM. A man who refuses to dress anything but the most manly fashion possible, excepting that he usually dresses on the weekend, dresses in fishnet stockings and a gingham dress. It's Chuck Whitaker, traffic and weather on the threes.
That's so I can play for the ladies' team.
That's right. Sure. Turnabout's fair play.
Turnabout was not good. When I did, they didn't like it.
I can't imagine why.
Well, it's another story for another time.
Drag the game down.
895.
is slow now south of the Urban Avenue ramp. So we're making a little progress, but not much. It's just very heavy traffic from there all the way into the old Harbor Tunnel. And 95 still there. Once you come south of the city county line, you're at Moravia Road. And then from Moravia Road, it's just sluggish all the way through the Fort McHenry Tunnel. At least it's okay on 95 at Camden Yards, but still 15 to 20, maybe 25 minutes for the traffic at both the tunnels. Some slowing left over on the Beltway, bottom end of the JFX, some data there still showing that we're a little busy around the Guilford Avenue ramp down towards Fayette Street. That construction, which is aggravating everything, is northbound 95 at Route 24, exit 76. Harford County blocks the right lane on the northbound side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Mostly cloudy today. Could see some sun out at times, a high around 75 to 78 degrees. There may be a thunderstorm or two tonight, possible starting this evening. More rain tomorrow. Right now, Aberdeen 54 degrees, and in Hunt Valley 58, and Essex 54. Give you one additional triangular point there. On Talk Radio 680, it's 825. We really want to give you stuff. I mean, I'm in a givey kind of move. So remember those tickets we gave away during the Choose Your Fake News and successfully give away a pair of tickets, and you weren't able to get through? Well, here's your chance. We'll take just the caller number two at 410-WCBM680. Caller number two, the second caller. She'll say, you're caller one. You're caller 17, 18, 19. You're caller two. But she'll get the caller number two. You will pick up a pair of these tickets to the O'Dwyer Retreat. These are $125 per ticket. So they're pretty amazing. Again, if you'd like a pair of these tickets, it's for an event next Friday at Hayfields. And unfortunately, you know, cannot get all of you tee times unless you're playing the same foursome as Chuck. And that could be a little bit of a challenge because he's kind of a cranky player. And if there are like 17 of you in his foursome, he won't like that very much. So if you would, just give a shout. Call number two. We'll take you. Marty emails in. He said, no taxes on overtime would significantly improve my callous middle-class hands. No tax on tips will help service workers. I agree on both.
Sure.
And I also think that for seniors, and you don't have to start it. Look, I would take a compromise. I'd take a compromise saying, you know, at age 72 and a half, this is when you get your Social Security break. You pay, you know, you get a small benefit, $4,000 benefit during the first, you know, 5 or 6 years. If you want to make it actuarially more sound, then after that, no taxes. I would also couple that with, on the state level, no state taxes on retirees of any kind. We might actually retain some people in retirement here, Nino. We could actually maybe convince people who aren't bound here for another reason to stay here. Because right now, they don't want to be here when they retire. I mean, I'm being very frank. When I eventually get around to retiring, do I want to retire in the third highest tax state in the country?
Bruce, I have almost 15,000 people on my Facebook. I see it all the time. People are leaving. But I want to make another point that we haven't touched on. We did touch a little bit, but the details here. $150 billion. And that's a huge number. That's part of the reason we're spending so much. But it's $150 billion for immigration enforcement, including 10,000 new officers and $46.5 billion for the border wall, number one. Number two, how do you put a price tag on what just happened in Howard County, where they let a rapist out who was detained by ICE, I think, two or three times. They let him out, and then he goes and commits more crime. This is something that we're going to prevent from happening, hopefully under the guise of new bills and more resources towards enforcing this illegal immigration problem, which was the point I made earlier today. There is how many hundreds of billions of dollars, and then over time, into the trillions, are we paying for the cost of incarcerating, educating, the hospitalization of those here in this country illegally? It's very significant, and it gets lost in the numbers of how much of an impact the illegal immigration that is being addressed in this bill.
And one of the things on that issue, as Tom Homan pointed out in his testimony before Congress around 2 or 3 weeks ago, how do you put a price on what happened to the Morin family?
Yeah, exactly.
How do you put a price on that? Is that too much money to spend to see that more American citizens aren't killed by illegal aliens? And this, is that too much? Is it too costly for us, folks?
Exactly. And this is smaller than that, obviously. But this guy has been caught crossing the border in 2019, given a notice to appear in court. I don't think he ever does. 2024, he's arrested, convicted of rape, 15 years in prison. The ICE placed a detainer on him, keep him in custody. And Howard County released him twice. Howard County. Thanks a lot, County Executive. Really? Thanks, Sanctuary Policies.
829 right now. Talk Radio 680 WCVU. Congratulations to James Francomano. Picks up those tickets to the Odoyle Retreat Center Festival thing. It's coming up, the Wine and Sip, next Friday. Well done, sir. Hey, don't miss out on the Memorial Day sale. Rescue Natural Supplements is going on right now. Prices rising across the country. Rescue is rolling back pricing to the year 2010. Plus, enjoy their fantastic buy two bottles, get one free. And buy three bottles, get two free Memorial sales. Stock up on your favorite. Save big with Rescue rollback pricing and generous free bottle offers. Whether you are in need of 1250 omega-3s, cholesterol supporters, probiotics, or natural pain relief, everything is on sale. 800-26-ALIVE or online, res-q.com. Don't forget the 2010 rollback prices, Memorial deals, going on now through the 29th. Wow, gee, that's pretty soon, isn't it? Go shop right now, res-q.com. That's res-q.com today, 8:30. News, Julie Ryder.
Good morning. City police have arrested a suspect in a Southwest Baltimore murder. Police say 22-year-old repeat violent offender Tamal Johnson was involved in the Mother's Day killing of 23-year-old Tanaya Gray on Mountwood Road. Warrant apprehension detectives and U.S. Marshals arrested Johnson last week, and he's been charged with first and second degree murder, conspiracy, and firearm offenses. Johnson's held at central booking without bail. The prosecution and defense have rested their cases in the trial of a teenager charged with killing a classmate inside of Joppa Town High last year. Closing arguments are set for today in the trial of 16-year-old Jalen Prince, who's being tried as an adult for the September 2024 murder of 15-year-old Warren Grant. On Wednesday, Prince took the stand in his own defense, saying the gun went off accidentally. He did not mean to kill Grant. Prince testified that Grant was the aggressor in a fight over a girl. Laurel police have arrested a 16-year-old who's allegedly linked to more than 100 thefts from vehicles. Police say when that teen was arrested, he had keys to a stolen car that was used in the crimes, along with the keys to 25 other vehicles and several stolen items. Investigators are working to identify the owners of the stolen property and return their belongings. U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement posted a social media video showing agents arresting five people outside of a Home Depot in Baltimore. The video shows the ICE agents taking the men into custody, telling them to get down, show their hands, and remain quiet. ICE officials say the arrest came after the agency received a tip about the men who were allegedly in the country illegally. And lawyers for the Justice Department are asking a Maryland judge to dismiss a lawsuit over the deportation of Kilmar Abrego Garcia. The motion filed Tuesday asks U.S. District Court Judge Paula Zenas to dismiss the case because Garcia is no longer in the United States. Coming up, we take a look at traffic plus the Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast.
This is Pastor Dave Lewis at a Cobb Hill Bible Presbyterian Church with a moment of truth. The biggest issue I have with the climate change mantra is that it isn't biblical. Some environmentalists and some scientists and almost all left-wing politicians, not to mention academia, the media, and Hollywood, are saying that the world as we know it is in danger of being destroyed. Well, they got that part right. The Bible is clear that this big ball of mud will one day go up in smoke. But it's the reason that the progressives are given for why that will happen that I disagree with. It won't be because of pollution caused by the fossil fuel industry. No, that's just one of the big lies which the left has used to take away our freedoms in America and control our every move. The real reason planet Earth will one day be destroyed is because of sin, mankind's sin. Whereas God promised Noah that he would never again destroy the earth and all living things by water, he did tell us through the Apostle Peter that the earth would be destroyed by fire. God is long-suffering, but he will not be mocked, and sin will be dealt with. He that has an ear, let him hear it. This is Pastor David Lewis at a Moment of Truth.
Well, last night's lottery numbers, the pick 3, 6, 9, 0. The pick 4, 5, 3, 8, 4. Now it's time for traffic and weather on the threes. Here's Chuck Whitaker.
Looks like there's a new wreck on the Beltway inner loop between Putty Hill and Bel Air Road. That would be the second one in that area this morning. This time it's in the left-hand lane. There's a construction wall there, and it looks like two vehicles are there in the left-hand lane. I don't think anybody's behind it yet. So if you're coming east of Hartford Road and you're coming over to the bridge at Putty Hill, when you get there, you need to be to the center and the right as you're going by. I think equipment's going to be arriving there as well. Baltimore County dispatched that out about 3 or 4 minutes ago. So that's a late problem now up on the northeast inner loop as you're heading over towards I-95. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
For the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. We're tracking drier conditions for your Thursday, starting off with temperatures in the 50s. We'll definitely be warmer for the afternoon, possibly some pockets of sunshine, highs in the mid to upper 70s. Isolated thunderstorm possibility as we get into Thursday night with more rain on the way Friday. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Heating and cooling contractors, savings and opportunity are in the air. Grow your business with rebates and incentives on high-efficiency equipment with BGE's Residential HVAC program. Get started at bgesmartenergy.com/contractor.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 835 Sports is brought to you by Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialists. Birds are off tonight after a disappointing loss last night. 6-4 to the Cardinals as St. Louis takes 2 of 3, dropping Baltimore to 17-under on the season. Bright spot, though, is the play of Jackson Holliday, only 21 years old, but asserting himself at the plate.
Like this.
Into right field, and that's a base hit. It plates Mullins, and Holliday will have his second double of the game.
Brett Hollander with the call on Masson. Holliday's two-bagger gave the Birds a 3-0 lead in the third, but the St. Louis bullpen was stellar last night. 5 shutout innings, just 3 hits allowed. Back to Holliday, the second baseman has hit in 13 of his last 14 games, batting .313 with 12 runs driven in. Ravens conclude the first round of their OTAs today in Owings Mills. They'll resume on Tuesday the 3rd. Head coach John Harbaugh optimistic about a potential return this season for our Darius Washington.
Darius had the torn Achilles. It was a clean tear, if you want to call it that. So it's one of those ones that heals. It's the more quick healing version. So Darius tells me he'll be back in November. So, you know, he's always been a quick healer. I'm looking at November, December in my mind.
That would be great news. NBA, the league's youngest team going to the final. The OKC Thunder all over the T-Wolves last night, behind 34 points from Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. 124-94 was the final. NHL, the Panthers advanced to their third straight Stanley Cup final with a big win and a tight Game 5 at Carolina. Empty netter for Florida with less than a minute to play sealed the deal. 5-3 was the final. Two Towson University football alumni will be continuing their professional football careers as the Canadian Football League kicks off next week. Cornerback Robert Javier set to go with the Saskatchewan Roughriders, while Thibaut Dubaille has returned to the BC Lions. The CFL season begins on June 5. Two other Tigers, by the way, Carter Runyon, a tight end, and Cabanu Fortebo are looking to make their mark in the NFL, both as undrafted free agents. Runyon with the Raiders, Fortebo with the Ravens. And finally, we were talking last hour about the Curt Schilling bloody sock situation.
But like a scene from The Natural, Schilling climbs the mound and prepares to take on this Yankee lineup.
So I said it was in the World Series, but it was in the 2004 ALCS Game 6 against the New York Yankees.
Yeah.
Time now is 8:37 when we return. A Milwaukee Brewers pitcher gets pranked.
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
Quick prank story, because I know you've got someone on the line. Logan Henderson, a rookie pitcher for the Milwaukee Brewers, shut out the Birds a couple of weeks back. He threw 5 innings. But the game was delayed a couple minutes at the start of the game, and you know how precise things are with the TV, with the timeouts, the sponsors, etc. So the Brewers pitching coach and one of the players put a letter in his locker. It was on official MLB letterhead, fining him $5,000 for delay of game.
He doesn't know any better, and it lasted for a few days. He was like morose about it, and then finally he was writing a letter to the MLB commissioner for an appeal, and that's when they finally came in and told him that it was a prank.
That's hilarious. By the way, my wife made banana bread last night. Now Julie and you know, both had it, and you've had a little bit. I want you to understand that she said one thing to me as I looked at the three banana breads she had made last night.
One thing.
You lay a finger on them, we are going to have a problem.
I remember that pretty distinctly. So just a bite apiece, but enjoy.
Thank you very much.
All right. I'm so sorry, Mackenzie Frost. I was not able to actually provide some banana bread for you, too. We'll kind of shove it through the airwaves and get it over to you next time around.
Thank you.
Thank you very much for being with us. Mackenzie Frost of Channel 45 is with us for our weekly visit. Good to have you. Let's talk about Ivan Bates, if you could.
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. So we talked to him again. This time we're talking a little bit about his concerns about direct file. And this was brought up during this last legislative session. Again, it was a priority for the Legislative Black Caucus. They called it the Yes Act. And it was where about 75% or so of the cases would have started automatically in the juvenile system instead of the adult system. And the Legislative Black Caucus said that this was a way for these cases to save time, since some of them would have ended up being waived into the juvenile system anyway. But prosecutors, we saw the State's Attorneys Association during the legislative session push back on, and Ivan Bates is concerned that it's going to resurface next legislative session. And he's arguing that DJS, the Department of Juvenile Services, is just simply not prepared to handle the influx of cases that this would bring. So he's arguing that now is not the time for this to be brought up again in January if the bill were to be reintroduced.
Mackenzie, isn't this a little bit like putting a Band-Aid on a gaping wound? Instead of dealing with in which court we're going to start these kinds of things, maybe they could say, let's see if we can triage this before it gets to that point, and actually have consequences for juvenile criminals when they commit a crime in the first place?
Well, that is part of the argument. When it comes to the Department of Juvenile Services, Ivan Bates argues that it's a broken system to begin with, so why would we put more cases, start them in DJS when they can't handle the number of cases that are already there? And I know Delegate Nino Mangione, we've talked about DJS for several years now, so you're familiar with this situation, and the listeners and viewers are very familiar with this as well. There's a lot of frustration, and that was one thing that the Senate President, Bill Ferguson, told me several times when I questioned him about whether this bill would move forward, but he was concerned that DJS just simply wasn't prepared for this, and he didn't believe that that was the time to move forward with this plan, whether he agreed with the idea of starting these cases in juvenile court or not.
Yeah, good morning, Mackenzie, and nice to talk to you, and it's amazing because it's every week we're discussing juvenile crime, and it didn't just start, this month, this spring. This has been going on for several years, before Westmore, to his credit. And then we're seeing, I believe you guys were reporting just a day or two ago about an individual in Maryland, a juvenile involved in 100 or so car thefts. And then I think he was out the next day. I'm not sure if you're familiar with that story. Somebody, I think, So this is a serious problem. Nothing's happening.
Yeah, and I think that was in the Laurel area, if I'm not mistaken. And that's emblematic of what we continue to hear, right? And the cycle of kids going in and out of DJS and the catch and release issue that we hear from parents, community members, and we bring that up to the secretary, and he argues that that's just not happening, and it's a perception versus reality situation. And the disconnect that we talked about last week too seems to still be there.
Well, wait a minute. No, you have this case where I can't remember exactly how many sets of keys this juvenile had to various vehicles, but obviously he was involved in a rather widespread activity, conspiracy potentially, to steal automobiles, and they look at you and say it's not happening.
I'm not incredibly familiar with the details of that case specifically, so I don't know exactly what DJS has been saying about it, but I do know that I've reported on several cases where a young person has been picked up you know, 12, 13, 14 times 2 summers ago in Baltimore County that happened, where a 12-year-old was involved in 13, 14 car thefts, and they were picked up by police and brought back home, and that happened 2 or 3 times in a day.
That's amazing. McKenzie, hang on a little bit more with you. This time, coming up, we'll talk about the latest in the Power Line Project. Right now, it's 8:43 on WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
All right, so the wreck on the Beltway is on the inner loop. It's after the bridge at Putty Hill. So it's just about halfway between Hartford Road and Bel Air Road. Still, don't see any flashing lights behind this, so no pre-warning. And the left-hand lane is coming right up behind the two vehicles that are stopped in the left-hand lane. So anybody east of Hartford Road, when you get to the bridge at Putty Hill, you need to be to the center and the right. The backup is growing back to the area at Hartford Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Mostly cloudy today. I could see some sun out of time. A high around 75 to 78 degrees. Isolated thunderstorms possible overnight. More rain tomorrow. Tomorrow's high only probably in the high 60s. Glen Burnie 56 degrees. Hunt Valley 58. On Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Mackenzie Frost is with us from Channel 45. We just got done covering some of the juvenile crime issues with Ivan Bates. Mackenzie, those people who live in northern Baltimore County or who go through that area on a regular basis, up 83, whatever, there's a lot of concern about this power line project. What's the current status?
Yeah, the Merlin Piedmont Reliability Project, the proposed 70-mile transmission line that would go through Baltimore, Carroll, and Frederick counties right now. We're still waiting. There's several different kind of avenues that are happening right now. There's the federal court case happening where the people behind the project are trying to get on the private land to finish the surveys. And then there's the actual process with the Public Service Commission. Those hearings have yet to be scheduled, and so we're still waiting for that process right now. But the tension is still there. There's a lot of frustration from property owners, farmers, landowners who are pushing back, have been pushing back on this project. And we still hear from the companies behind it who argue that the state needs this power line because the grid is unreliable and Maryland could see rolling blackouts in the next 2 years or so. That's a date that has been debated based on who you talk to. The PSC doesn't necessarily know if that's true. We've talked to the chair of that. But this is something that is very, very, people are very invested in this because it's going to potentially go to their land. And for a lot of these people, it's their livelihood. It's their businesses. It's their families. And they don't want it to happen.
It's their livelihood for many generations.
Mackenzie, yeah, I echo that sentiment. Now, question for you. I was actually at that court case about a week and a half ago. And, you know, very fascinating to listen to when you have such a high-profile case like that. But I will ask you, do you have any knowledge of when you think the judge is going to issue a ruling? And maybe you don't.
No, I mean, this is something that we could see at any time. You know, the judge could issue a ruling at any time. We just have to keep checking. And the written ruling, I'm sure the judge knows how high-profile this case is. The judge wants to make sure that they listen to everything, take everything into account, and at any point, whatever happens, I'm sure there's going to be an appeal, and so I think that the judge will take that into consideration as well before any ruling is given. But honestly, the timeline is anybody's guess.
We see some fudge factor going on at the state level on this issue, Mackenzie. Initially, we had Governor Moore saying he does not believe in the use of eminent domain in these kinds of cases.
Yeah.
But my understanding is he's fudging on that just a little bit. How so?
What do you mean?
Well, I've heard that some of the language out there is we may not be able to do it through eminent domain, but we could perhaps use the levers of government to make this happen in one fashion or another.
Oh, that to me, honestly, that's news to me. He's been pretty, when I've asked him about it, he said he stands with the people of Maryland. He says he doesn't believe in eminent domain, but he hasn't said he's against the project specifically. He has been a little walking the line on the project. I know that as far as I know, he hasn't met with the people of the Stop NPRP group, even though they've been asking for that meeting. That could have happened in the last week or so. As far as I know, that hasn't happened yet. But he hasn't come out against the project specifically, but I haven't heard him say we could use the levers of government to make that happen.
Yeah, Mackenzie, I speak from a different perspective. You're a reporter, and I'm the politician who represents these constituents and these Marylanders, these North Baltimore Countyans, I guess you could call them. The fact is, yes, the governor, Bruce, what he said was he doesn't like, or he's talked about the process.
Right.
And I really don't care about the process. This is about the people and standing up against the project. We need him to get off the fence, be against this project and the way it's set up, this benefit to Northern Virginia data centers, none for Maryland. It's going to cost, I mean, the Maryland People's Council said it's going to cost Maryland ratepayers $800 million. They're not going to benefit at all. And the governor, we need him to stand with the people.
Right,
he's against the process.
Yeah, he doesn't like the process, but he hasn't ruled out using the process.
Exactly.
I mean, that's what I mean, Mackenzie. He's trying to walk this line. Well, I don't like the process very much.
Yeah.
And then eventually says, well, I mean, you know what? As much as I dislike the process, I'm afraid we have to do it this time.
Yeah.
Well, and of course, it should speak volumes that he hasn't met with the people concerned yet. He meets with the power companies, but he hasn't met with the people. Well, that should tell a story right there.
Yeah, I mean, there are a lot of factors into this, right? And there are a lot of stories that go into it, and the MPLP, when you talk to these people, it kind of feels like the power line project popped up, you know, late last year or the summer of last year, and now all of a sudden it's everywhere, and it has consumed these people's lives because they are working so hard to fight against it. And so it is become such a big part of what they're doing, and they just want to have that meeting and to have that conversation with the governor to make it clear to him that they don't want this project to move forward.
Mackenzie Frost from Channel 45, as always, thank you so much for your time. Always a tremendous conversation. You do great work. You really do.
Thanks, Mackenzie.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you. Yes.
And thanks for being
thanks
with
so
us. 8:50 right now,
right.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Over the next few minutes, we're going to turn our eyes to the market and how to control the uncontrollable. Brian Herbert is a financial and tax planner and a 5-star wealth management award winner with ProStatus Financial right here in Maryland. Ryan, I think we're all hyper aware of the fact that the markets have been volatile as of late. What I think most of us are wondering is, what can we do about it?
It's the consistency. It's having the plan for your income and retirement. Any income that you're having coming in from your portfolio should not be dependent on the stock market getting you a 5% rate of return or a 4% or 10% or whatever it happens to be. You want that to be unaffected by the market so that when we have times like these where we have so much volatility, you're not stressed about, do I have enough? Am I still going to be able to retire when I want? You want to have this consistent plan. If that's the kind of feeling that you want to have, if that's the kind of messaging and plan that you want from your financial advisor, I encourage you to sit down with Mike, myself, Catherine, Faisal, Sam, Andrew, a member of our team at ProStatus Financial, and we will put together your very own retirement plan that accounts for these crazy swings in the market, that accounts for that income that you need to have in retirement. But it all starts by giving us a call at 866-597-1040, 866-597-1040.
If you're 55 or older, have saved $500,000, and are serious about your retirement, congratulations. We're going to personally create a complete retirement plan for you. This includes a 401k x-ray and a portfolio protection plan. We'll also run an income analyzer so you can see how much income you can start to generate from your savings and make sure your retirement is protected and geared for growth. Call 866-597-1040. That's 866-597-1040, or go to ProStatusFinancial.com and schedule your free 15-minute phone conversation today. That's ProStatusFinancial.com.
Advisory services offered through ProStatus Group, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
The Rob Carson Show.
Hey, guys, it's Carson. Thursday on the show, a husky man in a dress claiming to be a woman is causing an uproar at a Y in San Francisco. Even liberals don't want to see man parts in women's locker rooms. And Dan Bongino is looking to Antifa, attacking Christians in Seattle. Don't mess with Dan.
It's bad.
Show weekdays noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
8:53 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, we turn to our very own traffic guru, our man, person, child thing. Chuck Whitaker.
All the above.
All the above.
It's all in the same envelope, unfortunately.
Simultaneously.
Yes.
Whatever that means.
That's what Pete Buttigieg says yesterday.
That's a word that I just invented right there.
Very good.
Thank you.
You and George Bush.
Yes.
You got to use your toboggan, you know?
Just lost control.
The inner loop of the Beltway wreck before Bel Air Road is cleared. State police pulled up and said, anybody injured? And they said, nope. He said, let's take a look. They said, nope. He said, okay, get out of here. So they took off, so that's good. The new wreck just reported, and the report said inner loop between Perrin Parkway and Hartford Road. I don't see any delay on the inner loop right now. The outer loop is slow again at Perrin Parkway. So just a heads up there on that side of the Beltway again. May be another problem here related to the first wreck, which was almost back to Hartford Road. So there may be another problem in that same area. Much better now at both the Harbor Tunnels, but we still have delays, ongoing construction during drive time, blocking the right lane in Hartford County, northbound 95 at Route 24. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Right now you're looking at cloudy skies today. Could see some sun this afternoon. High between 75 and 78 degrees. Right now, Bel Air has 57 degrees. Ellicott City also 57. On Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Nino, I just want to point something out, if I could, very quickly. And that is usually about at this time, a spectacular woman walks into the room and sits down and talks about the upcoming Kim Klasick Live program, which comes at 9 o'clock. Now, on those days that you've been here this week, she hasn't been in the room. I'm not drawing any conclusions from this. I'm not saying it's
I must,
really.
Maybe
you know,
I smell. I'm not sure.
You think? I just happened mentioning it out loud. That's maybe a correlation. There may not be a correlation. I just thought I'd pass along that observation. It's a little curious, Jules, don't you think?
Yeah. Jules stole her seat.
Jules stole her seat? She sits where you sit.
Not what I'm here. That's what I saw. She was sitting right there.
There are other chairs in the room, as I was just saying. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. The big, beautiful bill, topic of conversation on and off throughout this morning. Senator John Kennedy says, well, look, we have no idea what it's going to look like yet, but sooner or later, the Senate will send back to the House something called the big, beautiful bill.
Oh, we'll end up passing something. I don't know what that something will look like. We do need to work towards spending less in this bill. I'm not real crazy about the changes that the House made, for example, to the SALT deduction. I will support reducing spending to the point that we run out of votes.
Yeah, and there are those in the Senate who are even stronger on this than he is. Of course, you know, Senator John Kennedy is a very gentle, southern, gentlemanly kind of way of doing things. But believe me, he is a hard-nosed legislator. He also understands the politics of the situation and understands the necessity for getting something through within roughly the next 2 months.
We've got to pass a bill. You know, some people have a greater appetite for reducing spending. I'm one of them, than others. But we'll get it done. If I were Senator Thune, though, I would give us a time limit. This can't. We've got to wrap this up in about the next 60 days, and probably the president will have to get involved. This bill's not like wine. It doesn't get better with age.
No, it gets rancid and bitter, like turns into vinegar over time.
That's the reality there of Senator Kennedy. He's a realist, and he's spot on. And I agree with him.
He's
and
also
I'm,
a good vote
I'm very much in his, I guess, mold, so to speak.
Yeah, something has to go through. I just hope that it doesn't stink to high heaven. I don't like watching the sausage being made. I kind of wish we had the opportunity at this point to talk about a finished bill that we knew that the Senate wasn't going to mess with. And then we could actually talk about something. We knew what it actually was because we're a little bit in the dark still. I mean, there's still a fog around this as to what provisions last went on. They took the SALT, the state and local area taxes, and they quadrupled it for the blue states. Well, they needed to do that in the House in order to get it through. But is it going to stay there? That's a hell of a bump. And it only helps those high-tax blue states, well, of which we are one. And by saying helps the states, I mean it helps those states tax their citizens more highly. They'll now run it up to that level instead of where it was, justifying that, well, somehow they can always deduct it from their federal income taxes.
Nothing would thrill me more than if Elon Musk and some of the members of Doge could write the bill and it'd be up to them to get the, you know, have the votes amongst themselves to really reduce and cut government waste. But they are not legislators. They're not, in some cases, rhinos or whatever, Republicans from New York or New Jersey and some of these rich suburbs who want the salts. They're not the Democrat Party who unilaterally, I think, every single one, I believe, voted against it. It's the politics of governing. It's not easy. And I get it. It's easy to be critical, and I am very critical of the Democrats, but the Republicans in charge, they're not united in, to the point where they could pass it with fiscal conservatives running the show. It just doesn't exist. You got to take the ups with the downs, unfortunately.
Well, you know, right now in New York, for example, they don't have Governor Lee Zeldin. He's over at the EPA. They have a Democrat governor. And the reality of the Republicans' situation there is they're going to be a high-tax state. The Republicans just want to get reelected. New Jersey, Maryland, a very high-tax state. So the legislators in these states, perfectly fine. Oh, hell, we'll just go ahead and raise the rates. We can raise more fees. We can raise more taxes. And we'll justify it to the American public. We're saying to the Maryland public, well, that's okay. You can deduct it for your federal. Well, that ends up being a reward for Democrat profligate spending.
Yep.
And it's that's straightforward. If you want to reward Democrat profligate spending, expand the salt, by all means. If you want to punish it so that they get voted out of office, you've got to bite the bullet sooner or later.
Yep. I agree.
All right. You're back tomorrow morning, right?
I am.
Nino Mancioni back tomorrow. Jules, you're back tomorrow morning, yes?
Yes, I'll be here.
All right, good deal. And Kristen Hagrick, of course, our executive producer, will be here, as will I. So one more day, folks. Tomorrow we swing for the fences. It's 9 o'clock. Kim Clutch,
this is the right choice for Maryland.